No Pink Spandex, Episode 80, for Saturday, October 3rd, 2009. Brought to you by Emma Hanna, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Hanna without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com.
Hey guys, it's Brad. Bradley Scott, Barn Ranger Board. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out and say you are pretty much the best podcast I've heard in a long time. I love the interviews. I love the behind the scenes knowledge. You guys just really rock. And congratulations on 4 years, and here's hoping for four more.
All right, so I guess while we are on the topic of
whatever
you want to call it. So, you peoples made me watch this. You
people. And I'm sorry.
You people.
Oh, come on. You can't go hating one episode.
I think I can.
How come? What's up?
I just didn't enjoy it. I don't know. I don't have any real...
I hate new things. He doesn't like...
Pretty much. But I like the effect of the Luna power. I love the stretchy limbs.
Oh my god.
That's the best part.
Oh god. No, Mr. Fantastic.
No. I was going to say stretch on strong, but okay.
That's the only enjoyment I took out of that first episode was the Luna power.
Oh wow.
That was like my least favorite part. Akiko, the girl, is my least favorite part, but
Yeah, the girl's got to stop.
Yeah.
Doing things.
Oh, that little girl?
Stop speaking.
What's her name?
Akiko.
Oh, okay.
Deep girl.
I mean, at first it was fine-ish, you know? She's like, hi, I'm going to evict you. Hello, I'm going to evict you. And then, like, hits him with the freaking slipper all the time. It's like, hey, tell me what's going on. I'm going to evict you, you know? But afterward, I'm just like, stop screaming, stop yelling, stop talking, leave me alone.
Philip's cool. Philip's cool. I like his crazy little, like, book thing where he's all, like, searching for stuff. I like that. That's cool.
Yes, his Matrix
library.
I don't like the little one-track mind thing that they've got going on where it's like, oh, mention a curious word and he has to research it all. It's like,
oh, but you
know
like
they're going to distract him.
I mean, you hate funny things, though, Spy. That's the problem.
Yeah, because, you know, they just run it into the ground. It's like
it is a little cartoonish, but I do kind of like the idea of the character, at least, that he's so stupid. Like, they mention takoyaki, which is like French fries or something. Like, just imagine someone not knowing what French fries were. It's basically, he didn't know what that was. And
They explained in the second episode really well, though, why he does that, though.
Yeah. Why?
Because he has access to all the information in the world, and with all the information, you can't read everything. You know, you can only read bits and pieces. If you have every single thing at your disposal, you know.
Does he have access to the world's information because
everything.
He bought everything ever in life? Because he is that Gaia memory crap.
We don't know.
In the very beginning, I mean, we see him in this weird chamber thing. So
yeah.
I'm kind of assuming that has something to do with it. And they'll tell us when they're ready to, basically.
You see, Lisa, Kamen Rider shows don't tell you everything right away, and they don't make their secrets blatantly obvious like all the other shows we watch.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You don't know.
They're going to
take they're gonna take a long time.
We'll talk about that later.
Their secrets are a little more hidden than Tanaya is Dylan's sister.
Yes.
I do. Okay, what I...
Hey, don't ruin that for me.
Spoiler!
Sorry, I'm going to say Haley.
No, well, I will say that I love mysteries. I love them. Love me some mysteries. I'm like, woo! So, you people are so lucky that my first Kamen Rider... is a mystery thing.
That's right. It's going to be on Sleuth TV next year, I promise.
That's right, Sleuth. That's right.
That's right.
So you guys are, I mean, seriously, like, this is like, I was like, oh man, I have to actually tell them I like it.
Yes. Are you hard boiled?
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I like the hard boiled style. You're, I need to be a fedora.
Hard-boiled. I love that. Wow.
It'll be half boiled.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-oh, is
okay,
it okay?
Okay, is it just me? Okay, I don't, I mean, I'm not, I've watched some...
Field goal, field goal.
What? Where? What? Field goal. Yes! Awesome. Good times. They made one, that's good. Lord. Yes. Anyway, sorry. We're Giants and Cowboys. Anyway, back to Kamen Rider W. Who? No, I, is it just me? Or is, like, the translation, like, I don't know, like, they're trying to make it more... poetic or whatever, like, then is what is said or something.
Well,
where did you download, like, it from? TV Home or what?
Yeah, they translate, like, really, really literally, you know?
Yeah, very literally.
More literally than the way a person would actually speak.
Right. They're not trying to translate it to make it sound like it really would if it was brought to the States or something.
Okay. Because, yeah. I mean, like, it was the first episode and, like, that first scene where, like, their boss gets shot or whatever, they open up the thing, it's like, so you want to ride with the devil? I'm like...
Oh, well, that, I love that. But...
Yeah, that was, that looked, you thought something was going to happen with that, and then no.
Yeah, it definitely takes a while to get used to the literal translations, but once you get used to it, it's cool.
Well, but that line, I think, was intentional. Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be...
Yeah, I think that line would have been translated that
you
way, no
dance
matter
devil
who did it.
Devil Moonlight?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when that was.
So, but no, I mean, you know, other than that, which is like, okay, weird. But, yeah, it didn't offend me. I you know, I didn't need to see a naked man's behind in the second one.
Whatever.
Not, okay, look, just because.
It was, like, so obscured and, like.
Okay, I know you wanted details. I know you wanted, like,
not really,
up close.
But
I know you wanted full frontal, but, like, that's not that
really,
kind of shot.
Not really, no. But.
So, but I think, oh, and the father with the cat or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, remember, what's the dude's name?
Dr. Claw. Dr.
Yes,
Claw.
Dr. Claw, yeah.
A mad cat?
God, that's totally true. Oh, my yes. God. Oh, my God.
And Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil's got a cat, too.
Oh, the little hairless one, though.
Yeah, I thought of Dr. Weird. Claw. I was like, yep.
Get you, Gadget.
Yep. That is funny.
I was like, what is going on?
Well, Double does have gadgets. He does have gadgets.
He does. He's got a bat, his
bat camera. Yeah, he has a bat camera.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Maybe there's a third one, right? I think I saw that in the toy catalog. There's a third
one. There's like a Beetle phone or something? And
the Beetle phone, the back camera, and something.
Yeah.
Was it like a grappling hook or something?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, yeah. The
grappling
spider
hook,
watch thing, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, spider watch.
Yeah. Which is
right. He used awesome. That in the first one, right? Yeah, he did use a spider watch.
I personally like the common glider. I like that one.
Common
glider.
That's what the common glider.
But no, I mean, it didn't offend me. I'm good.
Yeah, it'll take some time.
So, you know.
You don't have anything more glowing to say than it didn't offend me?
Well, I mean, this is my first common rider that is not bastardized. okay, because Mass Rider was who? And
hey,
then.
Bond's Mass Rider, baby.
And no. Wow.
Activate.
Whoa. And then you have Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, which is definitely lots of steps up from Mass Rider. I'll give it that, but
hey, Extra Phase Activate is a better phrase than Kamen Rider. So fuck on that.
I don't know about that.
So but
yeah, I'm on the fence on that one.
It didn't offend me. I really do hope that they keep the whole really cool mysteries going on. You know,
yes.
Instead of just being like, okay, it's going to be really obvious who the person is.
Don't worry. Kamen Rider's pretty good at that.
So I'll keep watching.
Sometimes they don't even give you a finale. They have to wait for the movie.
Oh, that I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing for me about Kamen Rider in general. Like, 9 times out of 10, the finale sucks for me.
Mm-hmm.
I always
Same here.
Always hate the finale. I don't, especially the Blade one pisses me off.
Well, I didn't like Blade, period, so...
No, it was good, except for that little girl. I wanted to punch her so damn much.
It's a recurring theme.
Her and Mutsuki, or whatever his name is. Lingle, I believe.
Oh, Lingle's my favorite! Lingle's my favorite!
I don't know why, but okay.
He's a spider!
Well, what?
Cool.
He sucks.
Cool.
He had to turn evil every 5 minutes.
Yeah, but like, he was the strongest one. Eat it.
Great, I
strongest
guess.
One.
But anyway.
But anywho.
Open up.
So, basically, I watch 1 and 2. And so is Spy the only one who didn't watch the second episode?
Yeah,
yes.
Spy's the billing.
I'm always behind.
The slacker.
Okay. So I guess, I mean, like, on a scale of 1 to... 5, what would you guys give, like, because, like, there it's really, you know, it's a two-parter kind of thing, so what would you give guys give it,
the whole thing or each individually?
Nah, the whole thing.
4. I would have given the first one by itself, I would have given a 3. I thought it was a decent intro. I like the characters for the most part. I thought, you know, I mean, it's really hard for me to judge any commentary based on the first couple episodes, because for the first couple episodes I'm always sitting there trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Of course.
But the second episode, I thought, had some really great action, despite stupid T-Rex head thing. Which is so
no,
gay
that was
looking.
Just a really bad... I mean, okay. I mean, is it... How bad was that monster looking? I mean...
Really
bad.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Really
bad. It was horrible. Like, that's, like, below, like Sentai slash Power Rangers. Like,
well, Pudgy Pig. I mean, Pudgy Pig.
That's true.
Let me tell you. Pudgy Pig is a masterpiece, yo. Masterpiece.
But, I love the heat metal form in the second episode. That's my favorite, easily, out of what we've seen so far. Love the flying bike. The flying bike is awesome. A lot of good action.
Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me?
What?
Sorry, I'm watching the game. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Is
this like over soon? Like,
it's the 4 minutes. Four minutes
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But. So yeah, 4 overall. I think we have a good start. I actually am interested in learning more about the bad guys. And it's nice to actually have bad guys, you know? Because as much as I like a series like Deno, there was no damn bad guy for most of the series, which is one of its biggest fault for me. So, I mean, I'm interested. I'm going to watch episode 3, definitely, when it comes out. It's got a good start. And I'm surprised I'm not bothered by, like, the costume. Because the costume, when I first saw it, was, like, the gayest thing ever.
Wait, you the Kamen Rider thing?
Yeah, because just two colors and
oh
and
yeah, like the so green. The green like threw me off. It really did, but it looks better in person.
Just the whole Two Face motif looked kind of lame.
The
Two
Face motif looks better when it's black and red. Actually, the best. Like, oh.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. But yeah, so overall, good start. But make the little girl have more personality
or
and,
less to say,
or you know, more depth. And we're good to go.
Yes. And I would give it a 4 also. I thought it was pretty good. And I like the whole hard-boiled style, and the whole mystery style. It's just something that Kamen Rider has never done before, which is awesome. I still hate Akiko, like I said. Blah, blah, blah. I love the Batmobile, which I will continue calling it because I have no idea what the Japanese name is, and I don't really care. Awesome. But oh, and I love the fact that the bad guys, like the monsters, they're basically like drug addicts. If anybody, I don't know if you guys like
basically
noticed or not, but like they're pretty much like shooting up to change or whatever.
I know, like when that chick, the guy who had, like, I guess he had a crush on her or whatever, she was like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, like, and then she like I'm gonna like show you a little piece of like right in her neck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that was awesome.
Kind of awesome.
Yes.
Although I didn't like the actress. I'm sorry. She needs to go.
Oh, snap. That is Luna Gel from Magi Ranger. So you don't mess with
oh,
her.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I knew the first episode,
I was like, who is that? I know her. And then.
Yeah, I knew I had seen that big nasty nose somewhere before.
Oh, you need to shut your mouth.
Lord Jesus. Anywho, so you gave it a 4?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'll give it a 4. I wasn't bored. And,
bored?
I wasn't bored. And no, I mean, it was cool. It was intriguing. And I will, because like I had to fast forward through the second part because we were about to record. But I'll go back and watch it because if it did bore me, I wouldn't go back and watch it. So there we go. I could afford. I have to warm up to a little bit. But yeah, good times. And it's a mystery, so that's why it gets a four. There we go. That's right. So now from Kamen Rider W to Kamen Rider Dragon Knight.
By
Yeah,
gives it an incomplete.
the fight, incomplete.
That's right.
An
Yeah,
that's
incomplete.
true.
Finish next semester.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what did you think about it? Or what did you think about the first one at least?
I like the first episode was all right. It just didn't leave me wanting more. I didn't really care. So I don't know. I give it like a
You're
three.
half boiled. That's the problem.
Half boy. I think
You are
that's
half boiled.
a good assessment right there. It's like, I don't really care one way or another. I could watch it and keep up with conversation, or I could not watch it and be just fine.
Well,
Too
at
much.
least watch the second
I
one.
will. I will. I definitely will.
Because it is a two-parter.
Yeah, it took me a while to get out of a decade, so I try to keep up with it. But eventually, it's just like something comes up, and then I don't watch an episode, and then I never catch up with it.
What comes up for you?
Oh, no.
Oh, Anime Expo
Touche.
Ooh.
So now we're gonna move on to Kamen Rider Dragon
Okay,
Knight.
here's the thing about the Dragonite yesterday, okay? I watched the episode. I know I did, because I remember muting the stupid theme song, and I remember the next time, but I don't remember what happened.
This is what
A lot
okay,
happened.
let me tell you. Let me tell you right
It's
now. Let
totally
me
blurred by my face the whole time. I don't
Let
know
me tell
what.
you right now, right? Yesterday, I'm like, okay, I was preparing to watch like three, four things, okay? One was, okay, duh, RPM. Two was Kamen Rider, because I actually remembered. And three was Janet Jackson special, like what? So, oh, and then the four, the True Life I'm a Fanboy crap thing, which I forgot to see. Whatever. So
I didn't see it either.
What
the
was
thing
that?
about it is that when I'm gearing up, like, Kamen Rider Dragon that comes on 11:30, so I'm thinking, okay, they usually have a recap that's like 5 billion hours, so if I come in at 11:32, 33, I'm good because I'll get the episode. Oh no, oh no. Okay, literally 11:31, like this new action, this new, like, what did I miss something? Like, did they have no recap?
They had a recap. I mean, it's not that
Yeah, it was
long.
very
Like,
brief.
people act like it's like
Okay, first of
seriously two
all,
minutes now.
it
But
was
it
for a
used to
while.
be.
Yeah, it was pretty long, but now they've cut it down to like
I
80
remember there
minutes.
was one recap that was like 40 something seconds, and it went back up to like over a minute or whatever. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll give it a minute or two, and then I'll get. Yo, I mean 11:31, and they were like, your dude's fighting. I'm like, oh. You know
Dude,
what I'm saying?
I swear, one of those episodes I had to watch on YouTube, I looked at the clock, and the theme song started 6 minutes into what I was watching.
Come on, no,
No, it
they
doesn't.
have the
No.
new, like, awesome.
It had new footage, but nothing had happened in the new footage. Nothing had happened. It's just some people like meeting up and telling each other what had happened in the recap. It was
You're
so bad.
wrong.
It was so
Rules,
bad.
dude. Calm, freaking. Anywho, so I'm gonna I quickly no, it was like the
Oh no,
first.
it did actually. It started with the fight, so you didn't really. I don't think you missed much
No,
with the Dragon Knight and the Black Version.
Onyx.
Oh, that's right. That's how it started. Okay, I remember now. I remember now.
And the two dragons fight each other. It was like the most awesome thing ever, but.
Yeah, well, Kit needs to not talk, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, less of that. Less of the whole a acting, I say in air quotes, acting.
Oh. See,
Well, I did notice
I'm
that they
timing
didn't
the chapter
give.
now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, I didn't notice that, or I did notice that Onyx didn't have a double of Kit's voice. It wasn't, he didn't speak at all. So, at least he
Yeah.
spared you from that.
That's true.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, if it was tragically bad, it would have entertained me, so.
Well, I'm assuming it was like his dark self or something. I mean,
Yeah, from the previews of next episode, it looks like he's like battling with his own inner demons or whatever. Yeah. It's not actual battle that took place.
Right.
How does Kid have demons? I mean, what the hell is he struggling about?
He's struggling to find his place in the world.
Right? Like, he killed some guys. Or
yeah, but but Asians aren't people.
he just vented one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The
and then lost another who he became friends with, you know, and obviously his friendship with Lin is like strained now, even though
well,
I think that
friendship,
part of
quote unquote.
I think that part of it is stupid.
His bromance.
Yes. Well, we all know that. Totally.
Yeah, he thought it was more, and he's like, "Oh, you're not gay? I thought we had something."
Girls have cooties, Len.
When he has to take out his frustrations on his peanut butter sandwich.
Right. Bread.
Why did you say peanut sandwich? Oh boy. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh wow. No, I. Yeah, it started out with the fight, and that was cool, and thing. I thought there were going to be it was going to be more Onyx. Thought so, but yeah. It wasn't. Maybe they want to keep back the mystery. They want to stretch it out even further. You know, so... But then they fight, and then what? He ends up back in his apartment or something?
Well, it was a dream.
Oh, it was a dream.
Which wakes up, and then Shell Walsh is there.
Yes, she's like, "Hi, I know everything about you. Come with me." Like, what the?
And then he leaves. So that's,
and then he leaves.
That's that part of the story for the episode.
Yeah, she's really good at this.
God, she's even. I think she's a worse actor than him.
I know, like her.
She's
so bad.
No, she's fine.
Plan A didn't work. Yeah. Stupid. God, she annoys me. I don't know what it is.
Really? I think she delivers it with more emotion than anybody else, I think. She's got that little smirk on her face all the time. I love it.
Yeah, she delivers her lines like Tanaya.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Now, let's not get carried away now.
She cannot take the
but
snark
she's not
out
as
of
annoying.
Half
she's
seconds.
Not. She's not nearly as annoying
take
as Tanaya.
Snark out of your voice for once. My God.
You know what? I mean, no, that scene, though, like, I mean... It's so bland. I mean, you know, she knocks on the door. She's like, "Hi, I know everything about you. You know, whatever. You need to come with me." And then you just let him walk away. Like, why is that scene even necessary? Like,
real,
seriously.
She pulls his punk card and he's all just like, "Face," and walks away. That's it.
Yes, like, really, you know? And then, I mean, and you know that, I mean, basically your approach is not going to work because if she did, she's a retard. So why don't you have phase B or plan B or whatever right outside his freaking house? Like, I don't get it. Like,
well, it's not like she didn't know where he was going anyway, so, you
know. Yeah, that's like another, she's like, "Yeah, well, yep, let's meet up at the bookstore. That's where exactly where he's going." I'm like, mother bleeper, why are you wasting time? I don't know. It's just like, it just seems as if like, oh, well, we need him to walk away or get away somehow so that he has a thing so that he can tell to Maya and friends, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I think ultimately, like, okay, if you don't know what this guy's going to do or whatever, like, it makes sense that she would want to try and do it the friendly way first. So he's not freaked out even further by like men with guns and stuff. I mean, it makes sense to me.
No, I am not saying that she can't be friendly. I'm saying that she should be, clever.
Yeah, she should have him in custody by now.
Yeah. Clever, well. You know, like, like Xaviax him or something. Like, come on. Like, come up with some good lie or something. Like, hey, like, you know, your father's in trouble or junk and whatever. Blah. Like, do something. Come on, man. You working for the FBI, CIA, NSA, whatever, hey.
Men in Black.
MIB.
She works for the MIB.
You know, OPP. I mean, something. Do something.
You know me.
So he goes over to the bookstore, and of course, my own friends. What happened, kid? What's going on?
Oh my God. Big men with guns are going to get you.
And then Trent is like, what? What?
In his like tuxedo t-shirt.
Was it DCC, my hero?
which was absolutely amazing.
Yes, Jesus, my hero, look at my tuxedo shirt, huh?
God.
Oh, crap.
Whole
oh,
cast
and then
is
what's
a
her
bunch
name?
Of wieners.
What's her name? Lacey? Didn't she come in before looking like an old lady?
Like an old lady, yeah. At first, I thought it was like a disguise or something, but I think it's just keeping up with her funny fashion sense. She's
then
like, oh,
she's
today
like, oh,
I've got to be studious.
I know, I'm going to read books now. Look, go leave me alone. Go ahead. I'm going to read books now. And then she's all like hiding behind the shelf, like cowering in fear. Oh.
Well, yeah, because she knows that they're going to be onto her in just a
so
couple episodes.
Cheesy. That was so cheesy. I'm going to dress all frumpy because that's what smart people do.
That was a little ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, they're really okay. Look, there are ways to make somebody act weird without being overtly stupid. Like, she can act weird. She can be all fidgety and weird and whatever, but just be her normal self. Like, I mean, hello, her coming to read books is already weird. Like, come on. Come on. Come and write her. Why have to be so, like, non-clever? Come on. Stop it.
Well, I will say, I thought they were pretty clever the way they used the footage from the movie as evidence that they were once a team.
Yeah, that was
that was pretty cool.
Yep.
Show good guys and bad guys actually fighting on the same side.
Yeah. And I always wondered why they didn't use those foot soldiers as the foot soldiers they fight. I always wondered why they made new creatures.
Yeah, that is kind of.
They didn't make new ones. That one's a real creature from the Ryuki.
No, I mean the pink and purple ones that they regularly fight.
Yeah, that's real. That's from the show.
Well, yeah, it is from the show, but it's from like two episodes.
Right.
But these are already existing foot soldier types.
Yeah.
I think to me it looks like it's the more mobile suit, you know, where it's more streamlined, and I think that's why they picked it.
Well, as long as you take off the big giant X from their backs.
Yes, the big giant X could go, yeah.
I like those.
Giant throwing star. Cool,
that's like, right. Just like the Z-Putties, I like them. I do. Big old target, you know where to hit.
Right. Gotta have the target.
Best foot soldiers
makes
ever.
No sense.
Like and the knee, I like. Ever. Gotta have the knee pads too. Gotta
That's
have
right. Protection.
Knee pads and the high tops.
Protect the buddies. Buddies gotta protect their knees.
That's right.
We won't say what for, but.
So let me see what else happened. Let me see. So Lacey's cowering, blah blah blah. Maya's like, I wonder who hacked into my computer. All my files are gone. And then what else happened?
God, Lacey's like an ex-boyfriend that's like a stalker that just won't go away. Just sad.
I wouldn't know, Jer.
Just sad.
I'm glad, I mean, well, that would be news to me if you had an ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to say ex-girlfriend because I've never known a girl that like stalks a dude after she... I've never known a girl to do that.
Of course, that's the real reason.
Of course they could, I guess. I mean, anybody could do it. But, I don't know, just weird. Just kind of... I don't like Lacey. I don't like any of them, actually. Really,
thank you, idiot! I'm sorry. Like, retards, giants. I'm like, the clock is ticking.
Oh,
you
snap,
have two timeouts. Hello, timeout. You...
Yeah, dude, that's what Green Bay, how they screwed themselves earlier. They
field
were going...
Goal, I think field
think,
goal. Okay. I'm sorry. Look, like we're 4 seconds. I gotta watch 4 seconds. Or you guys keep talking.
It was Green Bay because they like when you only got like 16 seconds left to do a play, you don't throw it down the middle. You know, you got to throw it to the sideline.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Get out of bounds. You know,
yeah.
You throw it down the middle, you don't get another play.
Yeah, no duh, Sherlock. I yeah, whatever. Okay, just all they have to do is do a field goal. They win. Woo woo woo.
Wait, they're probably gonna call timeout and freeze him anyway. Ice the kicker.
So Facebook.
I'm sorry. No, does Dallas has a timeout?
I don't know. I just assume they did.
I don't know because I know we used up our two just like in these last two plays. So that's it.
Yeah, I know you're out of timeouts. I don't know if Dallas.
Field goal, field goal, field goal.
By the way, who do you root for more, the Giants or the Jets?
That was rude.
Oh. Did you get? Oh. 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 Oh.
No, we win.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, snap.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Jets beat the Patriots. The Giants beat the Cowboys.
This is a huge, huge day for New York team.
New York. New York is in the mother bleeping building. Okay, I'm sorry.
I just think Dallas called a timeout. Oh, they go for, what? Did they not count because they called it before? Or?
What?
Did they call it before he kicked it?
What? What?
Oh, yep.
Are you serious right now? Are you freaking kidding me right now?
Yep, he did. He did.
The mother is... Are you... How can they do...
I always hate that.
That is not a rule.
I think it's such a move to do.
It is.
No, the rule is you can't do two in a row.
That's retarded. No,
still,
I'm sorry.
You can still ice the kicker, but you just can't ice them and then ice them again.
That's retarded. No. That's not a rule. That's some BS move, man. Whatever. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. F it. We'll do it live.
I about had a heart attack when they cut to the stands and it was George W.
That's
Bush
right. We do it
and
live.
John Madden sitting together.
We do it live.
Oh, that one's even better.
Thank you. Whatever. We win. That's right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Today was nice. Oh, nice.
It was nice for me, too. Tigers finally got a win and the Vikings kicked the crap out of the Lions and the Packers lost.
Oh, yes. Today is a good day.
Very good day. Very, very good.
Okay.
It was so bad seeing John Madden and George W. Bush sitting together in the stands. That's just like an unholy duo right there. Real. Madden W. Oh, yes. Probably damn mush mouths. I couldn't understand what they were saying to each other anyway.
Yeah. All right. So I forgot.
I'd like to eavesdrop on that conversation.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, suck that, Jerry Jones. How's your new stadium taste? Oh, is it good? You like your new stadium? Oh, you got over 100,000 people. You set a record of people seeing you lose. That's 105,000 people just saw you lose.
That's pretty cold.
Oh, snap. So, okay, so what were we talking about? I forgot.
Dragon Knight.
Somebody mentioned Lacey being a stalker. Oh, yeah, but some girlfriend, boyfriend. Wait, what?
Yeah, she's like a creepy ex-boyfriend.
She's a stalker.
So what happened after that, though?
Lynn and Case had their power couple fight.
Lord.
Case. Is her name supposed to be Casey, or and they just call her Case?
Case.
No, it is Case.
Case is her... That's even gayer.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Just give her the name Casey, or give her, you know...
No, yeah. Please. Do we...
That's what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a cool...
Go Fury.
It's what okay.
Now? Nah, Case is fine. I don't
Casey
have a problem with the name.
Cassie or something. That
no,
Case...
no. They're no. No.
Well, does anybody in this damn show have a regular name? Len.
Maya.
Kit.
Len. Chris.
Lacey.
C.
Trent.
Drew.
Hey, anybody important? What do you have to focus on?
James.
James.
AKA JTC.
Oh, JTC. See, JTC.
He goes by the cool nickname.
Chris, I mean, like, basically everyone, so...
Yeah,
so
such a cool nickname. Such a cool nickname, JTC.
Richie?
Charlie Feathers?
Who are these people? I only remember the characters that actually are on screen for more than 2 seconds, so...
So... And... No, so yeah, Case and Len, what did they talk about again? About, oh, I don't know if blah, blah, blah.
If he's going to be ready for the upcoming battle.
They were floating the idea of a three-way bye and seeing if it would, you know, stick.
But, it's like, remember our first date? I'm like, you know what? I don't, me, romance is cool. I mean, it's great and everything.
Romance,
but this is not, this is like the most boring.
It is.
I mean, I could not. I mean, usually I fast forward through, you know, as a child, I would fast forward through, like, all the morph stuff. I mean, I would fast forward through this stuff. I mean, come on. What is this?
I mean, come on. They have such great chemistry together. It's so hot.
It really is. I think it would have benefited from one of them trademark flashbacks.
Yes.
Well, they kind of did.
Yeah. On their first date?
Flashback wasn't seen yet.
No, what they do is Len would say, hey, Case, remember that time I had Inhaler Boy try to break some sticks? No.
No. Well, we're gonna show it to you anyway.
He tried to break some sticks. It was crazy. Remember that time the kid tried to put peanut butter on bread? Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah, even though I wasn't there to see it. Oh, well.
Exactly.
Of course he was there to see it. He's another stalker.
That's right. Oh,
well, that's the window, he's, like, right? He's the Twilight guy, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. But I like the idea of Case. I do. It's just kind of boring. Them two together. No, seriously. I mean, I thought that those two together would be.
Stuff is bad. It's just not really.
Are they
There's
even?
Nothing there.
Are they a couple? It doesn't even.
Yeah.
See, it just seems so like.
They're a couple.
It's so flat and bland. I mean it.
Okay, like, there was a scene, right, where, was it, oh, yeah, where they, you know, they fight, whatever, in the mirror world, and then Soul Kit is, like, taking forever just to get to the place. Forever. He's like, I mean, forever. And so he gets there late, and then, you know, he's all like, oh, well, I guess maybe I'll come back. Maybe I won't. Maybe whatever. Whatever. First of all, let me... Ugh, I'll get to him later. But anywho, I mean, for like a good 2 minutes, it's like they like Kit and not Kit, Lennon Case. They walk down the stairs. They say two words. They walk up the stairs. They say two words. They walk. I mean, it was just like empty space of walking up and down the same damn stairs. I'm just like,
yeah, like if you don't have 40 episodes worth of material, don't make 40 episodes.
We've been over this. Oh,
32 episodes. Make 5.
Well, just have enough story, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, the show doesn't really fill out everything. All the training scenes and, like, that stuff really is not all that important. Or, like, this huge scene where Lin is, like, beating up two guys because he's angry, and that's, like, the whole purpose of the scene. Like, stuff like that could go and be replaced with story.
I would rather see a training scene over walking up a stairs, up and down. And I mean, seriously, even before I went to commercial, I mean, they said their thing and then they walked up the stairs. I'm just like, how
but
is
it? At least there's a narrative purpose to that.
Walking up stairs?
Put me to sleep? Is that the
dialogue
purpose?
Within it?
I know, but there was hardly any dialogue. That's the thing. They just freaking, you know, they, I mean...
There is dialogue, is my point.
Weird.
That's not anything worthwhile. You could fill it with an extended battle scene or whatever and still get the point across.
Yeah. I think
we're already complaining that the extended battle scenes are usually too much. Like,
but it's been, what, 24 episodes and such, and they still can't master the whole dialogue thing? So they kind of need to stick with his... Their strength? Because it's...
Wait, what's their strength? Hold on, I want to hear what their strength is.
Do you want slow dialogue or endless fighting?
Why do I have to pick? Why can't a good show, you know, not
well,
have...
Well, because the discussion just required that we pick, I mean, basically.
I know, but a good show wouldn't have either of those problems, you know? You wouldn't have to pick between which one, you know?
Dealing with their limitations, right? If they talk too long, it's a problem. So they talk less, you know, they have less to... I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, if they have less to say, you know, say something, but have less to say. Don't make it monologues. Don't make it all these internal thought things, because then that's when they show their flaws. Make it less. Do their fighting thing. Have plot. It's good.
So basically, what we need for them to do is to dub Ryuki.
No, not really. No, we really don't need that.
But you know, actually get people that can, you know, deliver dialogue convincingly. Then you're fine. That's all you need.
They can deliver dialogue over entire episodes that are meaningless. Yes. I mean, look, I'd rather have 2 minutes of meaningful stuff than, like, two episodes that actually don't do anything for the story.
Okay, you know what? This is what we're gonna get into, right? And we haven't even gotten to RPM yet, but I think this is important. You mentioned in the random thread that You prefer Dragon Knight over
Jungle Fury.
Jungle Fury, Overdrive, or you just mentioned like in general, like the
Yeah, some
recent
recent
seasons, some recent
music. Mm.
seasons. And I responded that I didn't have an opinion because I didn't, I really didn't, I really, I was like, wow, I don't even know how to compare those two. But
Yeah, they're two different kinds of suck.
I mean, pretty, I mean.
But no, but say why like you prefer Dragon Knight over like Jungle Fury, for example, or Overdrive. You know what? Let's, because Jungle Fury, that's just too easy. But
Because Benta's not in Overdrive.
that was like my primary example.
Okay, so why over Jungle Fury then?
No case.
Well, okay, believe it or not, like I actually am far more interested in these characters than I was in, say, Casey or Lily. You know, I was very indifferent towards a lot of characters, or just flat out hated them. And RJ and Dominic, I think, were the only ones that I was like, I came away from it being like, oh, well, they're cool. And there was like, I'll say 7 episodes maybe that were awesome out of the whole thing, and then the rest was really just the story stumbling along, just okay, well, we'll get to something eventually. Whereas Dragon Knight, like, love it or hate it, like, they know exactly where they're going with this plot. And I
Yeah,
feel it.
I agree with that. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, wow. And I mean, that's important to me, at least. Like, regardless of how slow it is, because it is freaking slow. I still appreciate the fact that they have a plan and they know where they're going. And Jungle Fury clearly just threw some stuff together and it just wasn't it wasn't good. So there you go.
This is my problem. And I don't defend Jungle Fury like ever. So let me just put it out there. All
Gonna
right,
bring up
this
the
is
writer's strike.
no,
Okay,
not that.
okay.
Because honestly, the people in the quote unquote writer strike were better writers than not. Anyway, so
Yeah, okay, so.
this is what I'm gonna say. I have always been a proponent for having actors being able to tell a believable story, right? When Lily is all bubbly and quirky or whatever and thing, I don't be like, oh, well, the actresses can't act or whatever. You know, when Theo is being all curt and junk and, well, I was gonna say short, but didn't mean that.
Being all short.
Short is like sarcastic, like sorry.
And you know, but I mean, like, for the most part, I didn't have a problem with people's acting. I mean, yeah, Jared had his moments and Casey had his moments, but for the most part, I didn't have a problem with the acting. It was clearly the story or whatever. So, but like, I was able to talk about the story and what I didn't like about it because the characters made me believe in whatever they were trying to sell, whether regardless of good or bad. Kamen Rider, on the other hand, it's that barrier of like, it's so bad. How am I even supposed to judge on the story when most of them can't even deliver it properly. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, thank goodness for Xavix being awesome and JTC being really good. But I mean, so I can, when they have their stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm really interested. Okay, I can, like, actually, you know, talk about it and talk about the story instead of, like, going back to these other people and be like, oh, wow, like, I wonder how that scene would be better if they were better actors there. So I mean, so that's my problem. Like, and maybe that's why it's hard to compare, because I mean, you know, two different shows, and then it's like two different problems that they had. You know, it was easier if you compare like Jungle Fury to Wild Force because it's the same show, and one had really horrible actors, and then another one had like, you know what I'm saying? So it's easy to compare, but with Conor, it's that's my problem.
God, I
So.
think you're both right. I really do. I really think you're both right.
Right,
Yeah,
like.
I'm somewhere in between two.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't disagree with Tristan's assessment. Like, I applaud them for having a vision, and it's easier to have a vision when you have the whole season ahead of time. I mean, like, how old is it? Like, 5 years ago or something, the footage is?
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
Well,
easier
yeah.
to have a vision when you have all the footage and you kind of know where you're going, even though sometimes it don't. But it's easier to have that vision and to, like, see where you're going with, as opposed to the Power Rangers. But at the same time, it's just like, oh, like,
God, I think Dragon Knight's one of those shows that after it's all said and done, I'd like to see like a director's cut, kind of like that Dragon Ball Kai I talked about, where they just give it an enema,
Yep,
you
the
know, and
bridge.
they take out all the
That's what I
completely
want to do.
unnecessary crap.
I'm dead serious. That's what I want to do. Like, I
I re
seriously
I
want to
really
take out
think.
all the unnecessary crap or whatever, like condense it. And I'm telling you, it'll be so awesome because I'll be cutting people's
Yeah,
dialogue in
cut
half and
it. Yeah,
junk and.
exactly. Cut it in half. Like, I'm watching this Dragon Ball Kai. I'm on episode like 24, and I looked at the episode guide, and that's equivalent to the original episode like 52. You know? And it's just flowing so much quicker. It's so much more interesting. It's easy to get into it, and just it hits its stride. You know, every little beat. There's no time where they pause for completely pointless crap. Because I bet you, if you cut down Dragon Knight to 20 episodes instead of 40, it'd probably be pretty darn decent. You know?
Yeah, it would be yeah, it would be it would be decent. Like I think part of the problem is the editing too. Like I mean, when you don't have much to fill, they just extend a whole bunch of
It
stuff. Like
feels like they
normally
never edited anything. They just kept every take of everything in.
I mean that's part of the recaps. Like you start to feel at some point that they did that because they literally didn't have time of actual content for the episode, you know?
Yeah.
So the recap fills up space.
Yeah, seriously.
It's kind of annoying.
Very
So
taxing to watch.
yeah, I mean, you know, I completely agree what you're saying, and I of course I agree what I'm saying, but I don't know if I could say that I prefer Kamen Rider over Jungle Fever. I don't know if I could do that. I feel a little phlegm here in my don't know. Oh no! Whoa, whoa.
It's
You
a
know.
decision for me. Just Jungle Fury. I mean, it's just one of my least favorite seasons, like ever. So.
It's. I'm trying to think. Let me see. What's worse in my mind? Okay, Wild Force is worse.
Bastard.
Mystic Force is worse.
Mystic Force is worse than Kamen Rider.
I'm talking about worse than Jungle Fury.
Oh.
I've listed off Wild Force and Mystic Force so far. And then it's such a toss-up between Overdrive and Jungle Fury for what's next on my list. Both were bad. Both were very bad. But at least Overdrive felt like it had like a plan with finding the reaching for the same five stones.
Yep.
Yeah, Jungle Fury is worse for
And
me.
actually, Overdrive is one of those where, because you know, they released every episode on DVD and I got them for some god-awful reason. And I watched the whole thing pretty much in like 2 days, and it was, again, it was a much better show to watch when you marathon it. It actually felt like stuff was happening.
I'll have to try it.
It works on me with a lot of seasons. I mean, that's the only way I was even able to tolerate Wild Force the second time around, was because I
Well,
watched
that's
it
good.
pretty much all at once.
I think that's what happened with me with Ninja Storm too, because
Ninja
I
Storms.
would drop no, I would drop in like with episodes, and I just happened to drop in at like the worst episodes or whatever. But I did marathon, and I was like, yeah, it's not so bad. Not so bad.
I even
Well,
like
it's not
I
so
even
bad
like Time
now.
Force more. I like Time Force because much more than I used to because I marathoned it. Time Force works very well as one big thing.
I need to go back and watch that one. Do
Right.
so now.
Just
I know you would fangasm over Time Force. I know that.
like mute every
Yeah,
time
it's
Adira
freaking
talks.
awesome,
It's
man.
like
But I saw it on TV when it originally aired, but it's one that I just don't go back for. It's nothing that I've ever needed to watch again. But it's been a while, so maybe it'll be fresh and new.
The thing that's so weird to me is when I watched Time Force again was like that what's his name? Gluto, the big frog dude. I mean, he's not even a comic relief character because seriously, you can count on one hand like the number of episodes he even appears in. I
Yeah,
always
it's very brief.
I thought he was in there more often because the episodes they replayed all the time were the ones he was in.
Well, he's in the background a lot, though. He just doesn't really
Yeah.
say
Doesn't even speak. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I see
Yeah.
him,
Yeah,
but
he's there squatting Babu, except
yeah,
squatting
he's
Babu
just like
actually helps
a.
a little bit.
He's like the
Even
hired muscle that follows Nadira around and goes, get him.
when Lord Zedd was there and Squad and Babu were regulated to behind the wall and looking through a glory hole,
I know.
they still were more did more than freaking Gluto.
They should have stayed there.
Oh,
Stayed behind
they got a little, you know, it's like a 24-hour peep show. It's not cool.
Glory hole.
Maybe every now and then a python would come through.
Moving right along.
Oh, Serpentaria.
Moving
Talking about the staff, jeez.
right along.
Mind out of the gutter there, Lisa. Yes.
What else happened in the Kamen Riders that we oh
Well,
well
the
of
best scene.
course, the best scene.
His dad was in that.
Now let me tell you. Now let me
That was freaking awesome.
let me tell you something, okay? This is where I was like, holy crap. 'Cause I knew that there was something kind of weird going on, like in the previous like the recent previous episodes or whatever. Like, okay, like why is this father acting weird or whatever? But I didn't know he was all like doing it for the whole time.
Right.
Which is like,
Right. And somebody said it was like super obvious, and I was like, really? Is it that
no,
obvious?
that was just
No.
one of those people with revisionist history. They're like, oh yeah, I knew that all too. Like, no, you didn't. Don't lie. Don't please.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I didn't know it was, so I thought, okay, all right, point for Kamen Riders, point.
For actually surprising.
Yeah, seriously, we're actually being like, hey, look, you know. But,
But I will still say the way they came to that conclusion in the show was kind of awkward. The way Kit just all of a
oh,
sudden.
well, of course. Of
Yeah,
course,
but.
Kit has to mess up the scene.
Oh,
But.
oh, come on.
No,
I
because
do like that they do
seriously,
have an idea
like
of where they're going.
if he was doubting like a bit here and a bit there about his father, like, you know, hey, look, I'm gonna come up from the grave, be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Then it'd be like, oh, okay, look, some foreshadowing, like, oh, look, you were doing this all the time, but he just was like, it went from, like, what's going on to, oh, I know you're doing all the time, you were there the whole time.
Yeah.
Come on, like, what he could have said was like, wait a minute, that last time I talked to dad, he sounded weird. That was you, wasn't it? And then Jay was like, well, it's me the whole time. You know? And that could
Right.
have
And
been
that
fine.
would have been a little more smooth.
Yeah.
Oh.
But other than that, I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, William O'Leary is a freaking amazing actor on the show. Like,
Who?
William O'Leary, Zabiax.
Tim Allen's
Tool
brother.
time. Tool time.
I
Oh.
didn't even I didn't
Tool
even know
time.
his real name.
Yeah, wow,
Just call him Tool Time.
that's his name. And yeah, I mean, he's still one of, I mean, well, he is the best actor on the show, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, duh.
Ooh, that's a big accomplishment right there.
Shut up.
But I mean, if you threw him on like RPM or something, he would still be among the best. So whatever.
God, being the best actor on Dragon Knight is like getting the most improved award on a sports team in high school.
Wow, did you just hear what I said? Well, forget it. It doesn't matter.
That
So
basically means
anyway,
you suck, but
anyway, so anyway,
be the best on RPM. You can go to hell.
I said he was among the best. Like, who's better? Like, how many are better?
Mason F. and Truman.
Mason F. and Truman. Dr.
Okay.
K.
Dr. K definitely is up
Okay, so
there.
he's still
Iggy.
among the best then.
Ziggy.
Oh my middle
God.
ground.
Flynn. Dylan.
Did you just put Dylan in there? Did
Jem
you?
and Gemma.
Well, now this is.
So he's better than Scott and
Look,
Scott.
I know you and Dan are BFFs now, Tristan. I know that.
He's
But
better than
let's.
Tool Man is better than Scott and Summer, okay? That's about it.
I'm not even. I just said he's better than all of them. Okay. Or most of them. So.
Okay, you know what? What's his name? William O'Leary?
Yeah.
What's his name? Okay, let's give the man some credit. I mean, he is a good actor, okay? When I mean
Yes.
he's very decent. And therefore, no, I'm just saying, like, of course he's gonna be better than everybody on Dragon Knight because like everyone on Dragon Knight is like not an actor. You know?
Reels.
Wow.
But if he fell right into RPM, he would be I mean like
He would fit
almost
in.
everybody on RPM are really good. So he would fit right in. I mean, it's I wouldn't I don't diss Xaviax. Come on, man. Don't diss Xaviax. Okay? All right. Let's simmer down now. Simmer down.
Okay,
So
I guess it's
the little twist at the end, and then Kit is all like thinking about, ooh, Wing Knight. And then you see the promo of like him kicking Wing Knight in the back. I'm like,
Yes, and being becoming the symbiote
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
that was awesome. I like that.
Yes.
Did I
Because in
watch?
Japan, they're two different ones, so it's kind of cool that they're putting a little twist on it.
Yeah, but like, didn't Yuga, didn't he even have an identity? I mean, he was just there.
He was just saying, well, no. He was like an evil version of
Twin, yeah.
He just appeared for like two, he only appeared like twice, right?
Yeah, well, it was very brief.
In episode final, right?
Yeah, and then
I
like,
don't remember, they, it's been a while since I've seen the Japanese version.
He was in the episode final, and I think he was in the movie, I mean, or the special.
Well, no, like episode final of the movie.
Right. He was in that, and then he was in...
I think it was in the series, too, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was...
No, he wasn't.
No?
There was
I don't think so.
There was a movie and
I don't remember.
Was he in the special?
I
he could be in the special. I remember there's more than just the final.
I know he was in because, two things. I remember seeing...
Because Verde is the one that's just in one, Brett.
Just in the special.
I think everybody else got more.
Yeah, Verde's just in
the... Well, what about Femme?
Oh, I guess she's just in the movie, too.
Or Femme, which... Femme. They call her in Decade and whatever.
Well, that's because Japanese people can't pronounce words properly.
Well, isn't it like a French word or something?
Yeah, it's French. It's French for woman.
Femme, whatever. It's femme, like femme fatale. Like femme fatale.
Well, which is French.
Well, that's how we would say it here, but...
Right?
Yeah, because we speak English because we're awesome.
But it's a borrowed word, so it'd be femme.
I don't know. I'm not one of those D-bags that walks around and thinks they have to add the accent of wherever a word's from. Like, people who like pronounce, who say, Naruto.
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 Well,
what do you say?
You know what?
I can't even say
it.
I
find it annoying when people say stuff like Naruto. Like,
Naruto?
Just say Naruto.
Oh, that's
like,
just, that's
is
just,
it that bad? Like, is it that hard to say? Like, wow.
I don't know. I just hate it when people like try to add the accent for the one word they're saying, and it just seems so gay to me.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Like, they just switch accents for the one word and then go back to their normal...
It's like, yeah, man, you know, I be watching a Naruto. And I love him. I love him. It's good stuff on you know, I like how Naruto talks and everything. And, you know, he does that kind of action-y stuff, you know. I like the Naruto.
Believe it.
Oh, Lord. Believe it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Tatebayo.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Stop it. Stop it now. By the way, I'm reading. Did you see this? Because remember in Double when they open up the briefcase and you saw all the memories?
Yeah.
Someone paused the scene and like wrote down all the names of the memories, and these are some of the gayest things.
They're random.
Listen to this list. Finger. There's a memory called Finger. Okay, lightning.
I want the finger memory.
Hold on. Lightning. Okay, lightning's good. Lightning would be okay.
Yes.
Key. I don't know what key would do. Umbrella. Power of the umbrella, I guess. I don't know what to do with them. Gravitation. Apple.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Apple. Power of the apple.
Mac.
Star.
Star.
Dog. Injury.
Yeah.
That would be a cool power.
Bean.
Injury powers.
Bean. What are you going to do with the bean?
give people gas.
Crab.
Master org seeds. Master org.
Crab. Give
don't make fun
crab.
Of the beans.
Give people crabs. Orange. The color orange. Power of orange. I don't know what you do with that. Time's okay. Zero. Jazz.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, jazz power.
Jazz hands.
Power.
Kill people with jazz hands.
That's awesome.
Jazzercise. They're going to jazzercise to death. Love it.
Ear. Goes with finger, I guess.
Mike Tyson it. Mike Tyson, yo.
Stick your finger in the ear. Music.
Basically, Dr. K. Kill people with this sound.
Yeah.
Hell. Okay, hell's a good one. Hell will probably be a good one. You, as in Y-O-U.
Oh, yo.
And,
yeah, it could be like the evil doppelganger. You could be your own little Kamen Rider Onyx.
And Pyramid.
That would be cool. Pyramid power?
Just
you saw that in Zio.
I was going to say get a bunch of slaves and build a pyramid.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you went there.
I'm not particularly afraid of bean or orange.
Telling you, Master Org. Don't make fun of the beans.
Nope. Yeah, because people don't make fun of Master Org. Master Org to me is always Guy from that one episode of Friends. That's what he'll always.
Oh man, what were we talking about? The Dragon Knights? Were we done? We were done with that?
Yeah, we were just at the end. We were talking about what was coming up.
Oh yeah, we're coming up. Okay, yeah. So we're gonna move on because
they do have words all over it. Look at that.
We have to get to the Power Rangers. We have to get to...
There's one that says, key. There's key. There's you. Stupid you.
Yo, he's clicking mad hard, yo. Click. Click.
Who is?
Click. Click.
And oh, dog power. Look at that.
Okay.
There's Bean. I see Bean.
There's Bean.
Bean looks like a big pile of poop.
It looks like two like cartoony eyes turned to the side.
Yes. Jazz.
I want U power. U power. That's
ooh,
what I want.
Jazz is a saxophone in the shape of a J.
Ooh, you're an artist.
So yeah, we're gonna move on to Power Rangers.
Yes, I like I like you because it's a picture of a person pointing. It looks...
Oh my gosh! Like, move on. Seriously.
It's so RPM.
RPM, getting gear. Let's do this. All right. Ancient history. Ancient history.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that, I guess.
Yeah, kind of the point of the show.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, but well, let's talk about it an hour later.
Come on, at this point, everybody just wants to hear our Dragonite discussion.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, seriously, like an hour.
Yeah, when do we get the feedback? We need some feedback here. What do people like? Who's downloading? What are our ratings? We don't know. How do we tailor the show to you, audience? How do we tailor it
to
you?
I know one person was like, yeah, I just sleep through the Kamen Rider stuff.
Well, they did say they enjoy hearing us argue about it, so.
Well, I sleep through the actual
episode. I did like the last, whenever we were talking about the different generations or whatever, we were getting into it, like, three or four
yes,
times.
And we're gonna have to bring it up again.
Yeah, we are, because I totally schooled everybody with my reasons. Totally schooled it.
So.
In the
discussion thread? Oh, I haven't been in there yet.
I crushed it.
I kind of schooled people too. Anyway, so
that's
ancient
right.
history.
Everybody,
right?
I'd school people, but now, then Jackie would school me.
Let me.
He's
like, hey, little boy.
You would put baby in the corner.
But ancient history now. Now let me tell you something. I watched this after other people. Right? And other people were like, oh, yes. You're going to like this episode. Oh, yes. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes. And I still don't have an opinion on it after watching it.
You don't
well,
have
opinion? Your opinion is that it was good.
There.
So.
Interesting. Thank
yes.
you.
You're welcome.
Are
you indifferent to the whole thing?
I don't know. So we're going to have to talk about it. And then I'm going to... Because, okay, it starts out with...
With them finding Mac's head.
Yeah. Suck it, Mac.
Wait, hey, that does not mean that he
died.
It means he lost his helmet and then he escaped.
Well,
Mac killed him.
But why would he have been there after the think tank got destroyed?
Huh?
What? Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Because the building collapsed or whatever, and his helmet is there.
He's a mother bleeping robot.
Right, well, he escaped and then the place collapsed.
The government like captured him and hooked him up to a car battery, and they used
no,
him.
No, he's human.
To power the base. No, he's not
he became
a human.
Human. Yes.
Oh, he became human in the end.
Oh, yeah, right. He did.
So was that his wish from the crown that they found?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Did everybody else get wishes, or just him?
No, I don't. Yeah, I think that was their collective wish, I guess, or something.
The Red Ranger gets everything. He gets the
yeah.
wish.
So basically, he died many, many billion years ago. And that helmet is just there for keeps.
It would have had to have been there recently, though, because she was in there as a prisoner for a year or two. Wasn't
huh?
she?
She was the one
was
developing the
range
technology, so that just might have been a prototype.
Yeah.
I mean, for
right.
yeah.
Well, I'm sure that's what it probably was for the story-wise, but, you know, we're trying to argue for Mac, right?
Sky's dad is not part of Time Force, okay?
I mean, my intro, like... geeky fan fiction explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Hartford's company, you know, was part of their government or whatever, worked with them.
Monkey Jesus.
And then...
He financed the kidnapping of children to develop
yes.
weapons for the government.
That's correct.
Because that makes so much sense. It
yes,
really does.
Well, considering Hartford, yes.
No. So, no, I'm not even being sarcastic. I mean, I'm bonkers.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend there's no connection between some crap like Overdrive and something awesome like RPM. That's
that
I mean.
Would be the best for the best.
Yes.
Well,
you know what pisses me off though? I mean, like when you interviewed Dan, right? It's so weird calling him Dan because I have a friend Dan and they're like totally not alike. One, you know, Dan's cute and Dan is not. Anyway, so.
Wow. Anyway,
he mentioned that like, oh yeah, you know, it's a standalone, season. I'm just like, what is the obsession with these people? Wanting RPM to be like not connected to anything, everything, anything. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, how is it so
Lisa?
Hard?
Would you want to be connected to the three previous seasons?
I
Would you?
mean,
Would you? Answer the question. Answer the question.
Let me
Answer
tell
the
you,
question. Answer the question.
I
Answer the
want
question.
to be
Yes or no?
connected
Yes or
to
no?
the
Yes or no?
universe.
Yes or no?
The universe, and they are part of the universe.
No,
so therefore,
no. I ask you
I
yes
mean,
or no.
There's nothing that says it's not.
So just say yes.
I mean, it is.
You'd be lying, though.
Period. Like, regardless of what anyone says, like, it is. Like,
yeah.
Until they say, you know, Rita didn't exist, or something, which they obviously are not going to do.
Guilty until still proven innocent, right?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean,
exactly.
It's
until
Power
they.
Rangers.
Even if you got crap like Mystic Mother retroforming everything to mean, I mean, it's still part of the universe. For good or for bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically.
You know, so like, yeah, it just irks me, you know, it's just like this notion that like every season that people go into, they're like, oh yeah, this is going to be so cool because it's going to be standalone, it's not connected to anything. I'm just like, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, what is the fascination with like not being connected to your history, you know? And it's not even like, oh, well, you're going to like deeply root whatever, like, oh, they gotta make all this like continuity, whatever. It's just like, I mean, you know, what's the big deal? Like, you can have your own creativity and yet still be part of the universe. So I just,
right. I understand that concept, like for like comic book writers, because they like have to be part of the universe. But with Power Rangers, is unique because it's always a brand new cast every year, but you can still connect everything to each other. You know, like all we needed was that stupid, even though nobody liked it, that Overdrive team up, and bam, it all connects. It's all nice, but you don't have to be bogged down in garbage. So yeah, I agree. I don't see why people want it to be standalone so much, especially if you have 16 seasons that are all connected. No, you don't want to be the odd one out. You don't want to be the redheaded stepchild. Come on, connect yourself. Join the party.
Is this a way to unburden themselves from having to remember the lore and try to, you know, line up names and dates and stuff like that? And I can understand that.
But that's why you have people there who've worked there for like 15 billion years. That's why you
yeah,
have
but,
to...
aren't you kind
yeah,
of
but that doesn't mean anything. Jackie Marchand, right? Jackie Marchand, if that's how you pronounce her last name, I don't know. But she wrote Once a Ranger, right?
Yes.
So... yeah, I mean,
no, I mean, I'm not. I wasn't even really talking about her necessarily. I'm because like there are people who work for her, or who worked for her, past tense. You know, who have been around, I mean, long enough to be like, oh, okay, you know what? That sounds like. Let me look it up real quick or whatever. I mean, like something. I don't know. Like it's. I don't know. I mean, I understand not wanting the burden, but I also understand that they have. They should have. More access to information than we do. They should.
Yeah, see, and there shouldn't even be a burden, though, because they're like at least 100 years in the future from the regular seasons, and they're still hundreds of years away from before Time Force would happen, so they're at a perfect place where there shouldn't be a damn burden, you know?
Well, SPD.
SPD's like 20 years, though. I mean, they're at least 100 years probably in the future, I'm guessing. I'd say like 2150, you know, maybe that's where they are, is my guess.
Well, she did say that is so last century with the whole hologram thing, so
yeah.
They're a century ahead.
But they still have crappy laptops. So yeah.
But they have flash drive fingers, so it's all good.
That's true. Yeah, so I mean, I don't think there's any burden there. I'm okay with the little references, you know. The Jungle Karma Pizza, okay. Max Helmet, good. You know, whatever. You're connected.
Yeah, just the tiny things. That's the perfect way to do it. I don't like it when they go so far over the necessary requirements to get their reference in or whatever.
Mystic Mother.
Yeah,
we
didn't need that.
Mystic Mother.
I'm kind of mixed because I mean, I like continuity and I like references to the past, but I mean, I like it when it's good.
Yeah, if they get it wrong,
yeah.
then it's
well,
then
no,
it's
well, yeah.
More...
I don't think anybody. I mean, when it's done well, I think everybody would be like, "Yay!" But most of the time, it's like, "No, they did do it well."
Yeah.
So that's what people are afraid of. Yeah, that's
yeah. So I think that's why they want to distance themselves from anything yeah. with the rest of the series, just so they don't make that mistake.
But the thing about
because I'm sure they don't want to do it intentionally. I think they would want to make us happy, but.
But the thing
never...
is, it's like every free. I mean, like even when SPD too, like that's what they said. Like, yeah, you know, we want it to be a standalone thing, and I'm just like, what is the facet? I mean.
But I mean, you'll notice, like, when they actually did do references, they did that team up, people flipped out, like, in a negative way, like with Wormhole and, you know, like almost every time.
They did it wrong.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, every time they tried to please people that way, it was like a failure almost every time, right? And so it actually makes even more sense now to say, yeah, RPM is going to do its own thing. And
no, but it doesn't have to be either or, dude. Like, it doesn't have to
no,
be,
no, I know.
Like,
I'm saying, like, their rationale is, like
they, I mean, what you can do is, like, you just say, I'm going to make a good story, and it's going to be in the universe, but we're not going to actively try to conflict anything. We're not going to try to go over our heads and be all like, hey, we're going to, like, connect everything because we're probably going to get it wrong. So that's what it is. I mean, that's it, man.
But that's what they mean. I think it's just the less wordy way to say it.
Yeah, I do understand.
Saving themselves, saving their own behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can be kind of intimidating to come into a show you've never been on, and there's, like, at least a dozen years of crap. And, like, for Kalish or for Eddie, I mean, when you're coming in, there's all this crap. There's so many expectations, you know. It would be really easy to just say, you know what, I don't want to be connected to any of that crap. It's very understandable. But obviously, like we've said, you know, you don't need to have the references, but
and you also have people under daunting. You to do the grunt work, like, you know, like, come on, I am not expecting like an executive producer.
I agree, but it is a daunting task to feel like there's all that history, you know, weighing on you.
Why they pay you the big bucks?
Or you can make some action crap. Is that what it was called? That crappy show.
No, the famous Jet Jackson.
Famous Jet Jackson.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't watch it. I'm just telling you the title. I'm making a judgment.
Something. All right. The famous Jet Jackson was good television. Let me tell you something. Do not piss on my boy Jet Jackson.
Okay, you enjoy your act.
Ever.
Jackson Jackson, ooh, look at me.
Let me tell you something, all right? You can diss Comrade and some Power Rangers crap or whatever, and whatever. Don't mess with my Jack Jackson. Moving right along.
I think I will.
Yeah.
Oh, I will diss the hell
Whatever. Move along.
Suck it, Action Jackson.
You can suck Spy, all right? Just
move along.
Hey, now.
We need to get back to the episode, I think.
Quit projecting. Quit projecting on me.
We need to get back to the episode. Okay, so we didn't even move from the beginning.
This is the first scene.
Oh, crap.
Wow.
So the first scene, what was that again?
Max Helmet.
Okay, right. And then, like, they figure out what the deal is, and then Tenaya walks away from Shifter or Crunch. What's his name?
Shifter.
The gold one is Shifter.
Gold one Shifter. So she walks away from Shifter, and then Shifter gets the gleam in his eye, or whatever gleam is for robots. And what I don't get is, why did it take her so long to get the information back to Vengix? Like, why didn't they just go together, like, burr, 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 this is what we found? Like, I don't understand why.
Too busy thinking of snarky comments.
She has to practice.
Yes. She's practicing some snark.
She does it, like, in front of a mirror or something.
Exactly.
Before she comes out to say it.
Like, all shapes, sizes, no. All shapes, size, no. It's like, all shapes, size, no. Too much accent. That's so true. No, but yeah, that's the only thing. I'm just like, why did it take her so long to get... it just seemed like it was, like, forced in, like, oh, let's have a conflict with another general. Come on. I don't know.
But the conflict itself was good. I like
it. Yeah, I like it. It gives something more interesting for her to do.
Yes.
You mean stand there and look all, ooh, angry. Ooh.
Yeah.
This is better than...
you chose the wrong side. Ooh.
Does anybody not like the fact that, like, all of a sudden Shiftor is being taken seriously now? Because he wasn't being taken seriously until now.
That's not true.
Well, no.
This is the same guy.
I don't think he was taking all that seriously. I think it's
this
just
is
she's
the same guy that saw his reflection in a mirror and said, "Oh, it's so hideous. Oh my god."
I thought that was the other one.
No, that was the other one.
They both did it.
Okay, what I'm saying, I mean, like when Vengix was in his like suit armor thing, like they, him and Shifter went out into the battlefield, and he was, you know, being all serious and junk. I mean, he was.
Yeah, the gold one has had his moments.
Yeah,
the gold one's had his moments.
Still, I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me. It seems a little distant.
It doesn't seem. I don't really think that she thinks of him as anything important. I think it's just more of her pride or whatever. Like he chose the new guy over her. I don't think she really cares, but
yeah, but he's being all sinister and I'm doing stuff.
Well, yeah, he thinks he's always not.
He was. I mean, like
just siding with the stronger person, or
who he is. And he should be.
He's a talking plot device for her character.
Because if you remember, in the beginning, the gold shifter was always more serious than the other crackhead. And then for a few episodes, they were both acting like crackheads for some reason.
They were very sporadic in the beginning. Hell, their voices changed.
Yeah, their voices changed and junk. So, like, they were sporadic, but when they started out, the gold one was more serious than the other one. So I guess they're getting back to that because it's happened before this episode too. So
I kind of wish it would be just consistent, you know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having one of them be crazy.
I wish a lot of things were consistent, you know, i.e. the generation crackheadness.
They were for 19 episodes. They were.
I really don't even want to talk about it.
Like... because you know you're wrong.
This time they made the distinction, though. It's series 2 in this episode. It wasn't generation 2, so maybe there's something else going on now.
Awesome, a new can of worms.
But it's true, though. Like, I mean, I was going to make a list of, like, you know, who made what monster and what generation they were, but, like, somebody beat me to it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that was great. I like that list.
So, but yeah, I mean, it showed in the list that it was consistently going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. And then Eddie left. And then
it means we're right.
No, it
we were right anyway.
No,
we
were right. That's what I'm saying. Like, regardless of what Eddie was doing, obviously the plan is changed now. Either that, or they made like 2 or 3 mistakes, which are like monumental mistakes.
Or like, the new people just didn't think the generation numbers mattered that much.
I guess they don't. I mean, like, that was my argument. It was,
but
like,
they did for 19 episodes.
It's like I guess they don't. I guess they don't matter.
Okay, we're past episode 19 now, is what I'm saying. Like, it's in the show now. Like,
no, but that's I didn't notice that it changed. Like, it dropped once Eddie left, and so that is a definite line where. Oh, okay, so when the new people came, or the new person, or whatever, it's just like, okay, it'll just, you know, just say generation whatever, and it'll just be part of the name. It's not like, oh, well, you know, they're necessarily stronger than the, you know what I'm saying? So it becomes an arbitrary number instead of like,
Which is disappointing, very disappointing.
Yeah.
See, what it is, we were right, but then someone decided to half it, and now we're not.
Well, we don't know if it's half I do.
Well, how can we not know that?
I know. We've seen the evidence.
Say,
yeah, I know.
2 episodes already.
Right here, this guy knows.
No. What I'm saying is, we don't know if that's accidental or intentional. Because if it's accidental,
I do.
Then that's utterly ridiculous. That would happen more than once. That they would go from 19 to 3.
No, it's just that they just
who writes that? Who
writes that? John Telgen writes that.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
A mile away, I saw that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that is amazing. That is an outrageous.
No, it's not.
How is it not?
I've already fully explained it. They just didn't think the generation numbers were important, so they didn't take the time to make sure the number kept going up once Eddie was gone. End of story. There's nothing outrageous there.
No, but see.
Start, finish.
No, what you're not getting is that, like, I'm not disagreeing with any of that. See, this is why I didn't even want to bother with this discussion, because I'm so over it. I did not disagree with what you just said. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Oh my god. See, I don't even remember now. Like what I was saying. What was I saying?
Trying to realign your life.
Something about being intentional. If it was intentional, then it would be is ridiculous. But I guess you're saying that you don't know yet if it's intentional or not.
No. If it's not intentional, then that's a ridiculous mistake to make.
Oh.
That if it was a mistake, then that is crazy. Because I mean, how do you go from writing, you know, your generation 16 to generation 3? Like, when you see that the numbers are steadily growing.
The only explanation that I could possibly come up with, because I think the generation 3 one was made by Tanaya, I think.
Right. Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
So one way that could be explained is that since she made it, then it's not going to be as strong, as powerful as the ones made by Vengix, you know? So that could be, I mean, because, like, it did just start, like, going down, so, but then it went from Generation 3 to Series 2, so, like, they don't even know Series and Generation, like, oh, wow, that's another can of worms, but maybe that is a thing, but then, like, Vengix just made this last one, right? Like, he made...
I don't even know.
No, Kilobyte made this one, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Because
yeah,
he was at the thing, and he was like, how did you make a monster? And Shifter was like, oh, I helped him.
Yeah, he just said, I've already made a generation, or whatever, Series 2 drill thing.
Okay. So that could be an explanation of how wide they're low now, is because the generals are making the monsters, and not Vengix himself. I think it'll be a really good comparison when the next time Vengix makes a monster, and if it's like another low number, if it's not higher than 16, then.
Well, that's why I think it fits in line with the original plan, was because of Tanaya. We know her upgrade is 15, and we know the last time Vengix upgraded himself, he was 13. So just a few episodes later, to make her a 15, it really fits with the whole idea of just a general numbers mean everything, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's something that you would plan out in advance, not something that just episode to episode. You would know a long time in advance, Tanaya is going to be a 15, this is her thing. And honestly, I don't think it's really as much a mistake as it is just, you know, just the new people came in, they didn't think the numbers mattered, they just didn't think they meant anything, so they just said, whatever, throw a number on it. You know, I don't think it's an intentional thing. It's just, you know, we had a reason, it made sense, and now it's gone because new people took over and it wasn't seen as an important detail.
See, this is such an exhausting topic, just because, like, I seriously have, like, counter-arguments, and I just don't...
Well, bring it up, come on.
I would like to know...
The thing is, like, I did, like, 8 times already, and it's like, I just don't want to do it anymore. Like, you win. Well, like, seriously, like...
Well, yeah, we do, because right. Why would Tanaya go to from 7 to 15? We're not going to have 8 Tanayas in between now and then.
No, okay, I literally have, like, a counter-argument. Like... It was actually posted in the...
Wait, are you the one that goes the whole... Are you the one that's all like, oh, they must have had blueprints and just not made 8 through 14? Is that what
you're... Well, no, but I mean, that kind of works. That's the problem. Is like, there's 38 different ideas, and they all could work. The show doesn't bother... The show doesn't bother to tell you what the whole point is. And that's really, like... the largest point of frustration is that.
Yeah,
I think we can all agree on that.
Nobody can, like, prove that they're right or that anybody else is wrong. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's no definitive anything. Now, mind you, I have all these great points that I researched recently within this last week that all prove that I'm right, or at least point to them. But, which I neatly posted in the thread about how the generals talk and how they're clearly impressed by numbers and not which robot it is, but I'm going to move on because I know I'm right. Anyway.
So, well, did we move from the first scene yet? No, we moved to the second scene. Yes.
We're doing really well.
This is why our episodes are like 5 hours long.
This is like No Pink Spandex, the Dragonite edition. Where all we do is slowly do nothing. All
right, now let's walk up the steps and talk about the next scene.
Now I'm gonna recap what we did for the first hour.
But we have to do the slow-mo as the thing. So
yeah, let me lift my leg over this bike real quick.
Real quick, meaning like...
like 5 minutes.
Yes.
We need a gratuitous crotch shot.
Yes.
Recap, so,
yes.
And then talk about Dragonite, and then I was right about this whole generation thing. Moving on.
What's the next scene? I forgot the next scene. What's the next scene? So they made the robot thing with Jiggy, and... What next? What happened?
They have like some really retarded Ziggy Flynn pool scene that was just dumb.
Was that next? Yeah.
It was there for me.
Yeah, it was there. you know.
Weird. I was like, what the hell was that? You just hit the eight ball? Okay.
He's like, oh, look, I'm clever. I bet you that I could literally hit the eight ball. Hey, hey, hey.
Hilarious.
Like they just need a random scene to intro the fact that it's time to go visit the Rangers, you know? Like,
social crap.
They
There's
love
always
that.
Somebody complaining that they don't just have social time enough, and so, well, there you go.
No, there's nothing wrong with social time, because, you know, it involved Flynn, so I wasn't too upset.
Awkward social time. Bet you an oil change, baby. I bet you an oil change. I can make this shot.
Well, that just sounded really sexual, so.
It did. That's right. Change your oil.
So, yes, now the Rangers are being called. Yes.
Well, we all know Dylan's ejaculate is oil, so.
Okay, we are going to talk about how.
You have to bleep that word.
We are going to talk
That's
about.
That's why I accepted the bet so quickly.
Ejaculate.
I am going to move on because Dr. K gets a message from Mason F. and Truman about how they found some stuff. And
this is the reason why this is the big problem I have with the entire episode in general. Okay, why if Dr. K, the way she reacted, she knew where the dumping ground was. She knew what was at the dumping ground. Why all these years has she left the dumping ground there? Things that could trace back to her and get her and F in trouble.
Well,
she didn't, just like how people bury bodies.
Yeah.
Murder them.
Don't bury it. Destroy it. Then bury it. Destroy it. It's
that's,
an epic laptop. Destroy
that's
it.
Perfectly
destroy
understand.
Damn laptop.
Okay, it's outside the dome, right? Isn't it? Or is it?
Oh,
is
no,
it?
It's inside.
Inside the dome.
It's inside.
They specifically said it's inside the dome.
Well, actually, you know what? It's outside, period. And Dr. K.
Well, it's outdoors, yeah.
No, but she can put on her white clan robe and go destroy it.
Yeah, mean, seriously, like, for a regular person, I think that it's still understandable that they wouldn't bother. Especially
well,
if it's
like
a place where they lived and were basically tortured and like,
and she didn't necessarily bury it. I mean, it would be the
yeah,
alphabet soup packet.
She knew where it was.
An alphabet soup. They actually mentioned
Ooh,
that
she,
it's outside the dome.
But no, did she know where it was
yes.
or what? You,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, she did.
She knew where it was.
I mean, no. They how they set it up is that they found it, and then she knew what was there once they found the crap because it would trace back to her. But I don't think she knew where this stuff
yes,
was.
Yes, I just rewatched it before we started this. Yes, she did.
So what did she say? What was it? What was she saying?
They say the name of the. They say, oh, there's this place, and then all. Then she says the name, and then Jem and Gemma are like, oh, this is what it is, and Dr. K's looking down like, you know, because she's like guilty as hell. When they're saying it, she's looking down like, oh, God, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. She is so full of guilt. She obviously knows what it is. And if she can't go outside to destroy it, why doesn't she just say, hey, Jim and Gemma, here's this piece of land. Go blow it up. They would do it.
Should have.
They would do it.
You know, yeah. The way the scene is played, though, you can't really say for sure either way.
Yes, you
because...
can. She's
no,
looking
you
down
can't.
Guilty as hell, and they zoom
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she's literally
no,
saying
guilty
no.
as
hell. She can know what the place is and what's in it without actually knowing where it is what I'm saying.
What?
She's alphabet soup. She helped make it, right? So, I mean...
No. Say that. Say what you just said again. That didn't make sense to me.
She knows what's out there. She just doesn't know where it is.
How does she
That's
not
he
know
saying.
Where it is?
Because she's a kid.
It's a huge mountain range.
Yeah, I mean, she was literally stuck in a place... For her, like practically her whole life,
it's not a very big dome, and she's got crazy tracking power. She should be able to find this crap.
Well, she should, but she doesn't have to.
Right, but psychologically, like I said, like
oh my God.
There are reasons as to why she would not.
I just said she
I just
send
love
Gem
how
home.
Like
she
like,
can send Gem and Gemma to blow it up. She doesn't have to.
Like, ooh. Nothing. You just pretend like all these things that people say, like,
it baffles
don't go
me
into
that
your
you
head.
Say
like,
these things. No! It baffles me. It absolutely floors me that you say this stupid garbage sometimes.
Oh,
it does.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Wow.
Children.
Send your damn Asians to go blow it up. Send your damn Asians.
Yeah, except, see, you just did it again. Like, I just explained that she might not know where it is, so obviously she's not going to send her Asians
out
to blow
that
a place that she doesn't know where
it
is.
It's a damn mountain range. She knows the name of it. She knows where the mountain range is. It's like saying, hey, you haven't been to friggin' the Appalachian Mountains, so you don't know where they are. Yes, she knows. She knows where this
crap is. I love how you make these kinds of assumptions, even though the dialogue doesn't specifically say that.
Because
I really
think
like
this message that people sometimes believe that unless something specifically says it word for word, then we can't think it's true. We can only assume. We can only assume.
Yeah, you know,
No. I didn't say that you can't think it's true. I'm saying we don't know certainly either way. That was my entire point.
Black
I didn't say that you were
don't
wrong.
Have dialogue. Even if you don't have dialogue.
You know what I think? You know what I think? Bunnies. No, this is what I think. Honestly, I just like how Dr. K isn't perfect with everything, and just like Dr. K, she has her, you know, when the Rangers actually like show her up sometimes and whatever. I think this is one of the instances where, you know, in the heat of the moment, let's say that she knew everything and she probably buried that crap herself or whatever. Let's say that, like, in the heat of the moment when you're trying to hide crap or whatever, and you do stuff that's not so smart. You do make a mistake, and then you think you're okay, and then nobody's found it for so long.
Oh, I agree. I agree. It can be a mistake like that, but it still is going to feel contrived to me. I understand. You can make people make
stupid
mistakes.
But yeah, so if you believe that it could be a mistake, then why does this feel contrived when
because
Dr. K...
Because it's a dumb mistake for somebody who's pretty damn smart.
But she's made other mistakes in the past, too. It's not like this is, like, the first mistake ever.
I agree, but it just seems like a really, really big mistake that's just there so they can do this episode, too. Like, I compared it to the whole stupid Dylan and Scott are shackled together and they can't get out. Yeah, we can come up with an explanation for it, but it's still going to feel really stupid to me.
Because maybe, I mean, honestly, maybe, you know, like, she wasn't able to... I mean, like, I don't know. I just feel as if it wasn't... I mean, I could understand that, okay, well, you made a decision that wasn't the smartest, and then you try to cover up that decision, and then you try to cover up that decision with that decision, and it just kind of snowballs. Because, I mean, she is still antisocial, and so maybe dealing with the consequences of her actions, she just doesn't really understand yet. It's like, oh, well, I made this really great team. Of course you're going to forget that stuff if you even found it. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why I didn't find a huge problem with it.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It just doesn't sit right with me. I don't know what it is. It just... it's still contrived to me. I'm sorry.
Spy, what do you think?
I agree with the previous notion where she knows that there's stuff out there, but she doesn't necessarily know exactly where it is. And it's not something she wants to divert resources to go find it.
There we go.
They found it so freaking... I mean, the government... Freaking... What's his name? Vasquez found it pretty damn quickly, and the stupid drill bot found it pretty damn quickly. It seems to me she'd be able to find it pretty damn quickly.
She should, but, you know...
And if it's...
But, I mean...
But skeleton...
Well, you mean pretty quickly in that episode. I mean, who knows how long they were looking?
Oh, again, who knows? Chad's a werewolf.
Hey, look, you pull out some who knows. Don't even try to play that. I got tapes.
I know, but
come on now.
Everything can always be explained away. That's the thing.
But the thing, I really honestly don't believe that they're like, hey, let's go looking for some stuff. And then they found it in that day. I don't think that's what it is. I think that they found it accidentally. You know what I'm saying?
So both the government and both the military and Vengix were looking for it at the same time?
No.
The military found it.
Vengix knew, and they know exactly what they were looking for, but the government found it by accident.
Yeah, they just followed the trail from the monsters that had found it already.
Well,
they didn't need
to
go
exactly.
look
yeah.
everywhere else. They saw a big giant hole through the ground, and they just went in.
I thought the government got there first.
And crap, right?
No, the monster got there first, and they got the secrets. And that's why they went back to General Vengix.
That wasn't the monster. That was the three generals.
The bad
Whatever's
guys.
Going on. I don't know what's going on.
The three generals found it first. They got
there was no digging. There was no digging because there was an actual entrance at the beginning of the episode that was open. So it wasn't digging from the monster.
So they found the door, either way.
And
they didn't know what door to go through.
And besides, when they got back, that's when the other general said, I'm making the big monster.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't. They just walked in.
This is what it is. Ooh, this is what it is. Right? You have the generals. They find their stuff first, or whatever. They get.
They found it in alphabet soup. That's right. And then they went. They right. found
they
the
found
location in the mountains.
In the alphabet
yeah.
soup, where they found the location.
That's right. That's
the,
right.
The,
and then once they found the location, they found it pretty quickly.
Well, they had the coordinates once, from the information
did.
They found.
Did they have a unicorn map?
Who?
They must have because it was probably their computer.
They had a unicorn map. They followed the rainbow.
Wow.
You know,
so,
then
scene three.
Get there,
all right.
And then they get there at the same time the government does. Contrive.
Oh, scene three. What's scene three?
I mean, that's why I always say everything can always be explained away, because people have come up with excuses for Mystic Mother. When you come up with excuses for that, you can come up with an excuse for anything.
Yeah, no, no,
yeah,
no.
What's
no.
your
there's,
excuse, Jackie?
Bigger,
what's your excuse?
There's a yeah. bigger leap. No, no, I do believe. No, there are small leaps, and then there are huge leaps.
I know that's
Mystic
the biggest.
Mother is huge.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest leap there is. So any small leap can easily be made after you've made that big leap.
But when people try to make that leap, and that's the where it sounds contrived and junk or whatever. I mean, that's where it's like, okay, you guys, Chad is a werewolf, whatever.
Right.
But in this case, it's. I mean, these are tiny little leaps, and
I know,
so it's not.
I agree. They're much smaller than these other leaps, but they're still leaps nonetheless. So they still annoy me. They still
sleeping.
Annoy me.
No, they're
they
not.
Still annoy me. So they're leapy.
Well, you know what? There are different types of leaps that annoy you and different types of leaps that do not. Because we have recording. Yes,
it makes me feel like Dr. K is supposed to be a big F-head now because she didn't cover that up. Should have covered it, a big skeleton in your closet.
Or maybe she wanted to be caught.
Because they've...
Yeah, there's all sorts of psychological, like...
She's already been called out.
That are totally plausible, like 100% plausible.
I mean, the Rangers didn't react well originally, so why the hell would Mason F. and Truman react well? This is the guy you tried to give diarrhea coffee to, you know? So he's going to hang you up by your hindquarters.
That's right. Mason Everton.
But maybe she...
He's mad about the coffee and not his son. That's it.
Yeah, that's the way. When he looked over, the camera accidentally cut to the picture of his son. It was supposed to cut to his coffee cup.
The picture was covering the
bad camera work. Yep.
Yes, it was. You know what? I was when I first read the summary and it just said Mason Truman. I was like, yes.
Try to poison
this
my coffee.
Be like...
with my laser tag gun.
That was a pretty cheap looking gun.
Yeah, seriously. And then when he put it down, it's like click clank. I'm like, come on.
I thought it was like a painted version of like the Zio pistol or something. It looks so crappy.
It looks shiny
orange and silver Zio pistol.
It did look cheesy, but yeah. I do have to say, at least he showed some anger, like unlike the other Rangers. Like he showed like Dylan's always angry, so
dude. Listen, for me, this is the first time. This is the first time ever I've actually loved the Scott Mason F. Truman interaction. I loved it. Totally worked for me.
Wait. Let's mark this. Let me see. At 12:53 AM
It totally worked for me. It was
September 21st, 2009.
Oh God.
Jer.
Brought to you by...
likes anything.
I mean, Mason Truman was mad for a reason. Scott was defending Dr. K for a good reason. It was good. It worked.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
This moment may never happen again. Let me just like...
It probably won't happen
again. Let me bask in this for a sec. Let me... crazy.
Trust me, it's Scott, so it probably won't happen again, but...
He was all up in his face, too. He was like, you don't... What? Mother, what? Get out. Or, you know, in his Australian accent or New Zealand, like, you know what I'm saying, man, you know what I'm saying, man, whatever.
Yeah, and then the end, he's like, oh, the general probably captured her. I'm like, that's right, you just call him the general. You don't call him Mason F. and Truman because he's not your daddy anymore. He's the guy that's going to take away your Dr. K.
So, yeah, Mason Truman, he was doing his thing. I was good times.
Hell
I was like,
yeah.
Yay. And then just a random like, hey, let's like have the Zords train.
Oh my God, that was so,
that was so awkward.
Randomly.
I mean, at least they kind of gave a reason for it, but it was
really, it was a dumb reason.
It was a really bad, at least they attempted, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was really bad.
It was not good. It was the worst part of the episode for me.
It was,
You know what I don't understand though, is that like the Paleozord thing was out of control and it hit one of the Zords, right? Right? So why don't they just have it like, okay, well, the Paleozord is out of control and it's giving off this negative energy, and if it hits you, then it, makes one of the when
Malfunction.
it malfunctions and go out of whack, and then it starts
Oh,
attacking the other one.
snap.
That's pretty
So
creative.
hire this lady for the writing, please. Like, what a better, that's a much better contrivance, I have to say. That is so
Nice.
much better.
Touche.
No, but I mean that in a good way,
No,
but.
Oh my goodness. I mean, like, I just, it's like, hey, let's just randomly, and then they're like all pointing at each other, like, ha ha, I got you there. And it was just weird,
Yeah.
So,
That's terrible.
I don't know. This is not the greatest use of Sentai, of the
For
Sentai.
real. So I mean, like your mentor is about ready to get captured. You got a crazy monster going around, and yeah, we're just gonna fight with our zords, and blue and yellow are just gonna effing stand there and cheer them on.
And they crack jokes as they, I don't know, it just felt totally out
Yeah,
of
it did seem like they were having a little bit of fun out there. It's like, what? You're in
place. Like, what's
danger.
this, Ninja Storm? Like, come on.
Hey now, Ninja Storm doesn't do crap like that. Don't even front.
Really? They don't have one-liners and joke around in the cockpit?
Yeah, but they're actually like doing important stuff, and they're not joking around when there's effing monsters hard to kill them.
What did they do? Important stuff.
Yes, they are. They joke right on through all the fight scenes and
But at
everything.
least they're fighting, they're not just around.
Well, I suppose.
Don't even don't Ninja Storm has so many great cockpit scenes where they got their helmets off and stuff, and that's
Those are
awesome.
awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah.
don't anybody mentions bad things about Megazords and Ninja Storm, answer to me, okay? Because
Okay, well, they could stop with the one-liners because it was overdone.
yeah,
Period.
but it's the 12-liners, really, is
It's all
what
But it's 12 lines of gold. Okay? I mean, it takes a lot of effort to write down scenes where you fight bad guys with butter popcorn.
was awesome.
Shut up. No,
I'm
no. You
sorry.
just like
That's
Hunter and Butter.
by the
No.
way, I was thinking of that. I was thinking of that scene when I was watching Broken Path, and Adam started fighting with his blood. He threw his blood in the guy's face.
Ugh.
Like, oh, the butter popcorn.
Ugh.
100 dead.
Anyway.
Oh, my friends are inside the popcorn and I have to save them. That was the funniest thing to me.
Yes.
Like,
God.
oh my
She
gosh.
delivered that line so well.
Shoot me now.
Damn funny. It's
Shoot me now.
funny, like on the fourth or fifth viewing, it's still funny when she says that.
Yes, it totally is.
I hate you all. So,
My friends are in the popcorn. I have to save them.
RPM,
Okay.
ancient history.
Yes. Can I
I.
say? Oh,
Go
well, go
ahead.
ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, okay. When in that scene where like they're about to arrest Dr. K or whatever, Ziggy defends, her or whatever, and then the soldiers grab him, and then Dylan comes along and like grabs the soldiers and moves their arms away.
Get
I
your
just love
hands
that
off of
this
my
like
man.
I thought it was awesome just as like a character thing with no dialogue, but also like one of the things I actually liked about Goanger as well was that Green and Black were sort of like their own mini team, and I just thought that was cool that like RPM follows through with that. So it was a nice little moment.
Yeah, I do see, unlike Dragon Knight, when RPM has their moments where they don't even talk, but yet they do like gestures or do these, they have looks on their faces or whatever that just say
Still.
more than words. That's really good times. 'Cause I was like, oh snap, he's handling them. He's like, get your hands. And he doesn't have to say anything, so that's good.
Right. Totally.
Good
That's
effing
when, and
time.
that's when you have good actors, that helps too.
It's amazing how much that helps the show when the actors actually know how to act.
You know
Amazing.
what? Honestly, like, if you took some of those Dragon Knight actors and stuck them in RPM and gave them
Oh, wow.
no, and gave them the
Wow.
same directors,
Are you really going to go down this path?
absolutely, yeah,
I have to
yes.
disagree.
I'm having convulsions. I'm having convulsions.
I'm not talking about every single actor, but I mean,
Okay, give me one.
there are actors.
Give me one.
I don't want to because I already know you're going to react negatively. Like, I could say anybody, like,
No,
except.
seriously, give me one. I'll give you an honest answer.
Stephen Lunsford. Kit.
Ooh.
He, I would sort of agree with you. I would. I sort of, because like
Just
I
give them
think,
the right setting
not
with
like because
right
like
people.
I meant no, I mentioned before is that when you're like on a production and you're around these people and you all are in good spirits and think you're doing good work,
it rubs off.
It rubs off, and you might just be crap. You're not challenged, right? Because like
right.
he is a. The kid is a better actor than what's shown on Dragon. I mean, I will give him that.
What else has he done?
He's been on a few things.
Like,
oh God, what's Aka been in it? Like, he's been in some Disney productions, I believe.
Oh, anything I would have seen?
Well, no,
probably not.
I mean, just like that's why I brought up Aka. Like, you haven't seen anything he's been in either, unless I don't know something I'm not aware of, but
I think Kit would be the Kit's actor would be Scott. He would fill that role probably. Scott, I could see him being Scott.
But I mean,
except for that Mason F. and Truman would have a white kid.
Disney already? No.
He'd be like Jack's parents.
But I that's true.
First Jack.
So with Kit, that actor, I think that. If he were around better people than he was, then his ability would rise. You know what I'm saying? And to the point where it would eventually meet theirs. I personally would think so. You put what's his face in there? Neo? No, he just
God, I would.
Was this supposed to be a compliment? Jeez, you're like, oh, eventually he'll meet their expectations.
No, and I'm it's good. It's good when you can learn quickly. Like, if you can learn quickly and you're like, oh, okay, let me learn from you, blah, 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 that's good. That means that you're going to keep getting better. These other crackheads...
Oh, my God. Now I really want a Dragonite RPM team for all the wrong reasons. I really do. I want Len and Dylan to have a brood-off.
That would be kick-ass.
Kit Scott can see who can whine more. It'd be great. He's a bigger crybaby.
Power Rangers RPM. Together we will fight the fight.
And then I want to see Ziggy just knock the crap out of that guy that works at the bookstore. Just punch him square in the face.
They can Flash be, like, eye. Best geek friends.
No, even Ziggy's too cool for him. Ziggy is way too cool for him.
Mm-hmm. But they're both equally, like, fail-worthy with, like, relationships and stuff like that, and it's funny.
Yeah, but one's a ranger.
Yeah, Ziggy can morph. He can impress the ladies.
That's right.
With his giant explosions.
So you were surprised. Haha, see, I don't hate on everything that's a Dragon Knight. Alright, but back to the RPMs and how, what were you saying before? I keep forgetting.
Oh, well, I was just on the Dylan and Ziggy moment and stuff, I guess.
Oh, yeah, without talking.
We moved on from that, didn't we? Yeah.
I think so. But
I'm thinking about Tanaya and Michelle Walsh now. That would be fun.
The sass off.
Sarcasm off.
Be great. Michelle would show her off.
Snark the hell out of one another.
She's like a darker Indra Peterson, I think, when she smiles. That's what I think.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Oh, Indra, okay. That's what I spy like. So.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I can't think if anybody else matches up.
So let me see. Okay. I'm trying to remember what else happened in the episode. And it's kind of hard.
Hologram.
Oh, yeah. The holograms.
She was awesome, by the way.
She was all like, I'm frozen. Oh, God. I thought he'd never leave.
She's one of those crazy tangible holograms.
Yeah. She can, like, make stuff move.
They can sit in a chair.
Yes.
That's true. But no, I mean when there's like a moment where she's like, it's like, can you find me? I'm everywhere or some kind of crap like that. I was like, okay, that's creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's pretty
creepy. She was in her clan robe again.
Yeah.
That's always gonna be creepy. She was in her clan robe.
And I watched it like another time, still creepy. Still. I was like, wow. I mean, not creepy like ew or whatever, like, ooh.
I just thought of the worst actor, the worst than any Dragonite actor, the black guy that said, "There's Dr. K."
Well, he could be a black
was awful
Dragonite. Yeah.
It was real bad. Hey, you're her guard.
Oh, and what was somebody shattered up a line? What was it? Was it Hicks? She was like, you know, there's at least 12 of them. There, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, poor Hicks. He can't catch a break.
He got a lot to do in this episode. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, he found a laptop. Awesome. He's like, here's the hard drive, the laptop, Mason F. and Truman. Check this shit out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that alone. Because too many jokes. Anywho. But yeah, I mean, her with her hologram, and you know, that was cool because you know, I wasn't expecting it.
Yes, she was smart, and she didn't just wait for you know the soldiers to come and grab her. She was already 10 steps ahead, and so that was awesome.
That also, like she should have been with the evidence in the first place.
Yeah, see that is even more. I'm like, she's smart enough.
I knew Jared was gonna go there.
Yeah.
Ready to go. But she's not smart enough to destroy the effing skeleton in her closet. Come on, Dr. K. Get in gear.
Oh, I hate you. Damn it.
Because I'm right. Hate it when I'm right. Taste it. Num, 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 num. Taste it.
No, I mean, yes, it was not smart of her to get rid of the evidence earlier, but as humans are, We have flaws. We have our moments.
Some of us have like club feet. That's crazy. I hate that.
She's running all over town on it, so it must not be that bad.
She's thumping on the sidewalk. That's how they can follow her. Just follow the big thump from the club foot.
Oh crap!
Good thunk, good thunk. I think Dr. K's over here. Good thunk.
So anyway,
what monster was it again?
Drill.
It was a drill, right?
Big drill, though.
So they fought the monster and junk. They handle it.
It's like a 20-minute grinder fight. That was great.
Where Flynn broke the back of the grinder.
Yes, which was awesome.
I break you over my knee like so.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? You know what's hilarious in the episode thread? I mean, we're all talking about the episode and whatever thing, and then like one random person's like, oh, look, I guess people are going to complain about Summer and how she heard the grinders. I'm like...
Yeah, nobody was talking about Summer at all. Yeah.
For real.
I
don't remember Summer even doing that.
Yeah, I didn't remember it either until someone... I'm like, what? When did she do that? And I rewatched the episode. I'm like, really? You picked up on that as a Summer thing?
Yeah. It didn't feel like an intentional character moment. It was just something that you could just give to anybody.
Yeah, it's like someone has to say, oh, I hear him. I'm like... Just because Summer, I mean, that's weird when the people who hate all the Summer hating get so up in arms about things that didn't even happen.
No, but they were bringing it up
about
because
people complaining about Summer when nobody had complained,
which was
like, what?
Yeah, what? Nobody was talking about Summer. Like, seriously, nobody.
It just makes you seem like a petty. Oh, sorry.
We can't say.
Got an apology. That's crazy.
I know. Who
would Well, some of these
What's going on
to
tonight,
to,
Jer?
Some of these should be able to slip through, I think. Some of them.
No.
Some of those ones aren't typically heard, the ones that are, more retro. Dickwads.
More retro. So yeah, no, I mean, I just don't know where that came. You know what honestly is a little pet peeve of mine too? Like that kind of reminded me of like if people are we're talking about RPM and we're talking about like, whatever. And then people just have to get their jabs in every 2 seconds about a character in the past that they don't like. I'm just like, we're talking about RPM. If you have a legitimate, comparison, other people brought up Catherine and Summer and, the previous one or whatever, in the Dome Dolls or whatever. That's legitimate to that conversation. But, if you're just going to bring up jabs about past characters and it has very little to do with the conversation, I'm just like, what are you doing? Just like it's like okay yeah we get it we know you don't like that character in the past like get over it like
yeah
translation Lisa doesn't like Tommy haters
well
no but I mean no even when people bring up Casey no seriously like
oh
we,
come
we
on
had our, no we had our Casey moment
everybody loves taking their shots at Casey
no,
come
but
on
we had our Casey
but when it comes up naturally
that's,
in
that's
discussion.
Fun
yeah,
for the whole
exactly
family.
Like
that's fun for the whole family taking shots.
When it comes up naturally fine. When you're just making a dig for no apparent reason, then I'm like, come on, you can do better than that. Come on, we got new characters now you can pick on. Come on. also it's it does it's a little bit ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Bring up Benta for like no reason, I'm like, come on, like we're old, we come on, old news, come on.
Yeah, everyone, get over the Benta. I mean,
every conversation starts somewhere.
Benta was my joke. Move on, people.
So that is my little pet peeve, a little bit. Just let y'all know.
Although I do like it, though. All you have to do is say Casey and then just go, I don't want any trouble, and it's instantly funny.
I know, he is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
That is true. What else in the episode happened, though?
Awesome confrontation.
There was a cool Ziggy moment at the end with Dr. K.
What?
That was kind of cute, yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yes. Poking her to see if she's real. And then she smiles. And he's
she gave that little grin.
But RPM, I don't think we have anything else to say about this episode.
Shoot.
Unless you can think of something.
Say, why don't you say it?
Well, no, I mean, we didn't talk about the freaking last scene. Not the last scene, but the scene where Truman is confronting Dr. K, which is, like, the best scene in the episode as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, we did.
No, we didn't. What did we say?
I mentioned the laser tag gun.
Wow. Oh, yeah, we kind of did, yeah.
I mentioned him staring at his coffee cup.
Okay.
See, we totally discussed it.
Right.
Dr. K had her deep moment. She's like, you know, I can't remember right now. Crap.
Like we all make
killed the entire world, but I'm sorry. Yeah. So it's
like
all
we
right.
all make mistakes, but if we don't learn from them, we'll just make a second mistake or something like that.
Yeah. Like, let me see. Kill everybody?
She didn't say it was all right, but she said, it doesn't matter at this moment because the Rangers are about to get killed, so let me do my job. Because nobody else can. So.
Mason F. and Truman's like, I paid a tough price. I lost Wayne Brady.
Yes.
Yes. We all mourn that loss.
Which, yeah. It's just kind of funny the way they treat that. Like, every single person lost somebody. Like, it wasn't just Truman and his son. Like, and he was a military. Like, everybody lost somebody, I would assume.
Last summer, her parents magically appeared.
Yep.
Well, hey, maybe she has a sister or a cousin or something.
Lyndon loses dad either.
What?
Lyndon loses dad either.
He probably lost his mom.
Yes. Yeah, we don't know. Well,
I thought he grew up only with his dad is what I thought.
I did kind of assume that, but...
Yeah, I guess so.
But, I mean, any, like, extended family, friends, I mean, they didn't bring their whole social circle with them.
Of course they did. You didn't know?
Well, they had. It's the last society in the world, so everybody's there.
Well, unless they're escaped, yeah. I mean, we were seeing, like, in all of their flashbacks, we're seeing, like, the ceiling start to collapse underneath them.
But where, you didn't know all 7 billion people in this world are in the dome? You didn't know that?
Really? Wow, it's like a clown car then, huh? So.
Well, no, because we've already learned that that the military will push you off. If they think they have too many people.
That's true. So they've kicked a bunch of people out.
You don't get to ride the transport because it's summer.
I wonder what the immigration laws are. Like, if they have, like...
Come on, you already know. Do we even have to say?
Like... Yeah, they come in the dome, they're like, okay, you're okay, Asian, you go to jail.
Like, what did I do? Nothing, just go on.
We were born. This is born Asian.
Snap. So, okay. I mean, no, I still don't know what to grade this episode. I don't know.
I do.
Go ahead.
I gave it 3.
Oh.
I did. Because, I'm sorry, I can't get over the stupid contrived crap that I mentioned before. I'm not going to be convinced otherwise. It felt really, really hokey. And, of course, the stupid, let's have the Megazords fight each other, because we're retarded and we can't think of a better way to use that Sentai footage. But, I mean, I love the stuff with Mason F. and Truman. I love the stuff with Dr. K. I think that the episode needed more of them, you know, instead of cut to Zord fight. But I mean, it was a decent episode. I mean, I found myself entertained overall. I liked the fact that Mac was dead.
They're all dead.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a decent episode. Nothing wowed me, but nothing, you know, actively made me want to punch the screen, except for, you know, the drive. I forgot to destroy all the stuff that could incriminate me, but I know how to get a hologram ready. And all the other none of the five Rangers did anything dramatically stupid. Seven Rangers, and they all play their parts well in the background, you know, kind of. So anything that focuses on Dr. K at least has to be somewhat decent, right?
Dr. K and Mason Truman.
Yes,
and Mason.
That's
F.
Right.
Yes.
Mason F. and Truman and the laser tag gun of doom. So three.
I'm giving it a 4, because I liked it. A high 4, actually. Like, I mean, really, like, the only real serious problem that I had was that training thing. I just really, it was just dumb and pointless. But what I liked is Kay and Truman, and one of the things, once again, that sets RPM apart from a lot of the past seasons recently is that they actually give a damn about the secondary characters and give them things to do, give them story, give them emotions other than, you know, channeling it through the Rangers. They actually have their own story. And it was really played out well here. So, although I will say, like, I did find it kind of annoying when Truman came back at the very end and said, I've given her a full pardon, and he had, like, this little smile on his face. Like, personally, I understand why he pardoned her or whatever, but I feel like he should have done it more through grit teeth or something, or not been so, like, super happy times. Like, okay, here you go, here's Dr. K, have fun, kids, you know?
Okay, if he were to show any kind of other emotion, diarrhea.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. If you wake up every morning and know that you're Mason F. and Truman, you'd be super happy. Just getting out of bed, okay, knowing you're Mason F. and Truman, puts a smile on your face.
Okay, well, not for me. So, but any otherwise, the episode was awesome, so it was a 4.
Alright, I'm gonna be with Jer. I really liked,
Yeah.
I like this episode because it focused on Mason Truman and Dr. K, and they're pretty much the best characters of the season. So
wow,
you can't really go wrong with an episode like that.
That's true.
And I like that Corporal Hicks got a little bit more to do. I kind of like him running in the background. It's like a little consistent figure hiding in the shadows. So it's good that he got something to do. But
yes.
I didn't feel like this episode ran so smoothly. It felt like it was really compressed. Like they had to squeeze in so much to do. And there was that clunky Megazord fight, and they changed Kilobyte's voice. I wasn't like
yes!
that very much.
Yes!
It wasn't as cool as it was in Dome Dolls. And
I
was a little disappointed with that.
I'm hoping that's a mistake or something. And
yeah, maybe it was just an off day or something, but I didn't really enjoy it. So I would probably give this episode...
What?
Why you cut out there a little
bit? I said I would give this episode a 3 also.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm taken aback because you said cool and Dome Dolls in the same sentence.
The cool voice.
I know, but still, it hurts.
Okay.
Like
the best part about Dome Dolls, so anyway.
That's true.
I'm trying to okay, so I've heard what everybody's had to say.
3.
And
3.
In my head...
3, 4.
And I was watching it.
3, 4.
When I was first watching it, and it didn't offend me, and I was intrigued. It was kind of cool. Then random Megazord stuff was not, and some other disjointed stuff happens, and then Mason Truman and Dr. K came up on the screen again, which was awesome. So. I mean, overall, I didn't have a problem with it, but I feel like
sounds like a 3 to me.
If I give it a 4, it's too high, and I give it a 3,
yeah,
it's too low.
That's why you give it a high three and you pat it on the back. Say good game.
There's no high threes and low fours and all that crap.
Shh,
just
I want a three.
Give it a number.
Shh, I wanted to say three.
She'll say a three because that's what it is.
Okay, that's true. If she's not lying, she'll say three.
So, I don't know. I mean...
So you just dismiss her grade before she...
No, I'm just telling you what her grade should and will be.
We're like Dr. K. We can predict these things.
Uh-huh.
We're 10 steps ahead.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll also be Dr. K and be sorely mistaken because I give it a four.
Oh,
snap.
You did
why
that
do you
just because I said that.
Yeah, why'd you lie to yourself, Lisa? Do you like lying? It kicks out a line.
How's the view from your throne of lies?
Throne of lies. Wrong.
You know what?
Whose show is this, Lisa?
No, I don't care about your stupid black curve to the rating. Okay.
Okay.
It's a three for us normal folks.
Lisa, you can cut them off at any time. Really, we're done with them, right?
Don't be quiet, Dragonite boy. You're the guy that likes Dragon Knight, so you hush.
Oh, wow.
Oh, calm down.
Well, anyway, Lisa was giving this episode a three.
I give it a four, because, I mean, except for the Megazord stuff, and except for, like, Tanaya taking her sweet time to get back there. You know, yes. Everything else I didn't really have a problem with. Nothing. I mean, Mason Truman, come on, that already bumps it up. Come on. Mason Truman.
Yes.
True, but we had to see a picture of Wayne Brady again.
So.
Well, it's practically every episode, so.
And we had to see the clan robe again.
Which is awesome, so I don't know.
Oh, so I'm changing it to a four.
Yep, sorry, I was wrong. I've got to bump it up for the clan robe.
You know, and then Scott and Mason Truman had a really good conflict. I mean, so it did more good than bad.
That's why I kept it at a three, because I actually enjoyed Scott for once, and it made me feel dirty.
Oh, that's hilarious. This show is awesome.
there's two episodes next week, right?
Yes. Is it really?
Yeah.
So from starting...
On, it's two episodes.
Yeah, starting next week, it's two episodes each Saturday.
Oh my god.
I mean, our show is already long enough.
Yeah, it's supposed to be done the day after.
This is a cutout Dragon Knight and WU and whatever. All
seriously,
no W. We'll just do the Dragon Knight.
God,
we already spent an hour on Dragon Knight. Like, seriously. I mean, yeah, we were gonna like, look, sorry, kids. Look, we're gonna have to stop with the Dragon Knight for now, and
just check in with W once in a while.
Yeah, like check in with W and Dragonite once in a while. Like, we don't have to talk about it every week.
We can still do Dragonite.
I love Dragon. I just
caught up.
No, but the thing about it is that, like, look, dude, already our episodes are 2 hours long, and we talk about two shows.
Well, maybe we should just talk about one episode, and you can save episodes for later releases.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Break it in half, and just really say, hey, here's the Dragonite discussion, here's the RPM discussion.
Wow.
Oh, no, whoa.
Oh, no, I was thinking maybe save one of the RPM episodes. Well, I guess if this is a Power Rangers podcast, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think every show should Power Rangers.
Well, no, I was saying you could have like a Dragon Knight and RPM, thing. And then the second episode would be just the RPM episode that we didn't cover in the previous one.
Exactly.
Okay.
But if it's a Power Rangers podcast, I would want to cut Kamen Rider first. I would imagine.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't necessarily... I mean, honestly, we end up, like, making the same jokes and the same arguments.
Yeah, but I love it because it's like an appetizer before we discuss the actual meat, you know, the actual RPM. It, like, gets me going.
And Michelle Walsh is coming. Come on, Michelle Walsh.
Oh, man. Crap. Oh, man. What to do? Because, okay. Because, like, I know normally if we have to cover two episodes, like, we end up just, like, mismatching all of it, all woven in together.
That's true.
We just need some editing, you know? Like, edit out the part where, like, Tris defends Dragonite.